long after I get, you know, three or four fucking doubles of vodka into me, that I begin to fuck with the locals.
Turn it off. Turn off the machine.
We don't want to get involved. We'll be liable.
Went in there and you didn't trip over the sawdust or light anything on fire. You just spin around and try to throw everyone out the door.
They're not going to tell you, oh yeah, the best way to quiet a screaming baby is to yell at it and shake it. They're going to say, no, that's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
But then when they get stuck in the situation, they're fucking idiots
and they have
no patience, so that's what they do.
Oh man, that was the shit what you said to that guy, and I'm like, yeah, the fuck did I say to that guy?
I resent you suggesting I've ever brought you flowers.
He doesn't
want
to start a trend, Sean. Once he brings you flowers once,
then
that's it for the relationship. You're going to ask for it every week.
Yeah, if I want to use your ass again, then I got to bring you flowers again.
Because we kick a cowboy boot heel, they fucking do pirouettes and pike. Hold up signs and shit. It's great, you know, and they fucking spike right down.
And it's actually, it's not really unfair because they don't feel pain like we do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left. So I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence?
No, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Whose mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
You're listening to the What the Hell Show on Rant Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Yes, the last thing we want is Drexel wet, sticky, and confused.
Hey, what the hell?
It's time for What the Hell.
It's time for What the Hell.
Once again.
I don't mind being wet and sticky as long as I know why.
As long as you know what the hell you're doing.
Actually, I don't know if I'd want that. If I wake up wet and sticky and I've got, like, used rubbers all around me.
I don't want to know.
I'd be like, that's very odd.
Want to go camping?
I am now going to find my clothes. Yeah, that shit works. Be like,
locate your clothes piece by piece.
Yeah, I'd be a little pissed. You
right
know?
Now.
It's not like I'm getting any sex. And
well, the next
apparently I get some and I don't remember it.
That's the worst, isn't it?
I don't have to grunt when I go poo anymore.
It just falls out.
That's just bad.
The challenge is keeping it in.
The
no
most
one can. Show me on the latex dummy where the bad man touched you.
It doesn't have one.
Does that work?
Does this work?
Oh.
Yes, it does work.
My teeth.
Your look cool factor has fallen through the floor.
He's only a small dot.
Who the hell's this?
We'll see. We'll find out.
Hello? Hello?
We've got a
hello?
A new setup
hello.
Here. Put them on.
Oh, hello, hello.
They're not
can
saying
you blame
anything.
Them?
This is what I hear. Wait, you don't hear nothing.
Working with a new
you
setup.
Know, you know
Drex
you're
is,
nothing.
Drex is figuring out
what
here.
What you say nothing.
It's in microphone. Yep.
You suck.
Unmute.
You suck.
There we
unmute.
Go. This is what we hear. Oh, that's really loud.
Nothing.
That's
I
really
hear
loud.
Nothing.
Turn down the microphone.
Nothing. You get nothing.
Level.
You are corporal. You get nothing.
Because we've got the telephone right into the mixer now.
Yeah, we got this. Another.
So we don't have to hold the microphone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
That's better.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
This is Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, are you there?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear Lieutenant?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
We can.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, were you not hearing me before?
No, I got like a beeping sound, like a busy sound.
But well, we're working on the new system, dude. Have some patience.
But yeah, Lieutenant Major Zombie, you've got a really cool robot sound in your voice. I want you to say something for me, okay?
John Kennedy, I have mono.
Ah, that's why he sounds different.
I got mono, and I got strep throat type C. And
who gave it to you?
And they cannot do nothing for me. So I have to wait up for 4 to 6 weeks without any antibiotics. So I am pretty screwed for that day. So I'm sitting here, like, sick, and I'm like, give me a glass of water. I can't feel anything. And it sucks.
Okay, I want you to do me a favor, man. I want you to say all your base is belong to us.
It's all your base are belong to us.
All your bases belong to us.
Good enough.
No, you fool.
How did he manage to get the robot sound out of his mouth and get more human sound than I've ever heard before?
Oh. Okay, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
Does that sound okay? Just hang it up. I could hear Zombie going, oh.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I think we should use that in next week's clips. You know, I think you should do have...
That sounded very strange.
Yeah.
Turn your mic.
Going,
I can't hear you.
I got strep throat, and I'm all down, and...
So we have to work out the bugs.
We should talk about how everything old is new again.
What's old?
What's old?
That's coming around again.
Well, see, there's old
Don't tell me bell bottoms are coming back.
No,
again.
We're talking about old songs. We're talking about old songs being rehashed into new songs.
Oh, okay.
And this is really frightening. This is like one of those things where, you know, Sumerian like holds you down and goes,
listen to this.
I know you like beef, Sean, but did you know that this is what your insides look like when you eat beef? Oh my God! And he like reveals this horrendous picture to you, and you're like, oh my God, I look like Uma Thurman. And so you're like, holy shit, you know, good God, man, where's my gas mask? And yeah, so this is one of those things. Only it's regarding music.
Yeah, this is a song I really like. It's Peter Schilling, Major Tom. Everyone knows that
Major
song.
Tom, yes.
Okay.
And old is new
again. I'm going to compare it to
another song.
A new Blink 182 song.
Blink 182. Put the K in quality. No, seriously. I saw them perform live once. It was like they needed the dancing. They literally had dancing midgets to distract you from how badly they sang.
MTV Awards.
Hell yes.
You know, anything is better with dancing midgets.
Absolutely. It always improves it.
Yeah, exactly.
At least they knew how to put on a decent stage show. I'll give them
the midgets.
Much. Yes.
Somewhere under.
Ignore the band. Watch the midgets.
What's the play the song?
And so I play it at normal tempo, the first song, and then
whatever.
I speed it up.
Play the fucking.
People
song.
Might get confused, Sean.
Well, they're pretty bright.
Okay, I'll give them that then.
Standing there alone, the ship is waiting. All systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence.
No need to. How about we take pictures of each other on the video camera? Alone,
the ship is waiting, all systems are gone. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort.
The ship is over, you're out of line, and really sober. We can't depend on your excuses, cause in the end, it's fucking useless.
There we go.
Yeah, that's not...
So does that sound a little bit similar?
Nobody's ripping anybody off there, not at all.
No. Blink-182 are talented. They just happen to be really cute and have a lot of 14-year-old girls worshipping them right now.
We spit on them.
Are you saying that someone in the music industry is stealing from someone else in the music industry?
Say it ain't
it's
so.
Well, at least it's the artists this time, not the record companies.
We have to get Peter North to go over and sort those guys out. Peter North, go kick his ass. Don't do it.
All right, let's all say hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, you mean one at a time.
Pose for the camera.
That's far back enough. What are you doing?
Hey, you what?
You're gonna rip it out of the ceiling. One more inch.
One more inch, and by God, you just see what God just did to us, man.
Marianne is giving me.
I just tacked that up today.
I just tacked that up. You're a fucking narcotics agent. I knew it.
I have an attitude today.
We need no muffins from Attitude Tim.
We need no
muffins.
There's
stuff in my teeth?
I think you had one too many colloquialisms in your lexicon.
Aren't we clever?
Are we focused? Are we happening?
This is the me.
Being a bitch. Like, what the fuck? I wanted to...
What are you doing?
Never mind. He finally knows.
I told you, don't pull it so far.
Large wire tied to my head.
I told you.
Monkey realized he has to peel banana first.
Bitter banana. Okay, we got enough shots of me or what?
You're the guy who just scratched his own armpit. Go ahead tonight.
You didn't see where I scratched.
This is Sumerian.
Oh, my God.
That was Sumerian. The webcam is up, and it's functional this week. If you watch, it's not fuzzy. It's not flipping.
God, you're so sexy.
Oh,
flip your hair. Flip your hair.
Where is Sean? She's sexy, Foma.
Sit still.
You're
not even centered. You're so fucked up.
Okay, you know what?
You're off center, Sean.
I want to see
what's going on.
I want to see triple X in Drexol, Drexxxol, and it'll be porn that he shoots. And I'll be like, no, fuck, no woman looks like that. They always run first. You know? Oh. And you
want to leave now? I wouldn't blame you.
And you could wear a ski mask to save your life.
Okay. No,
the leather zipper mask.
Out the potential possibilities for those phrases. This is a self-protection measure.
It's Sean Kennedy, unanimated.
Am I unanimated?
No.
The animation.
Frame at a time, Sean. Frame at a time.
The unanimated face is still animated. Stop moving.
It's actually not
Kennedy
that bad.
Which Kennedy are you focusing on? Which one of the three that you can see are you focusing on?
Okay, you're left. This is great for radio. Okay, moving on right along, as Sean would say.
Sir Scotty Harker.
Good evening.
What? No comment about the forces of evil?
They're not the forces of evil.
They're the forces of darkness.
Get it right.
It's off center.
It's off center.
He moved.
Well, that
damn
camera's
him.
Awful twitchy.
It's evil. That's evil's doing it.
This is
the work of the force of darkness.
Holy Drexel would like set his camera down and then make all the other nature and environment, all the animals get in his camera versus manipulating the camera.
The
damn it, you squirrel! Get over to the left!
This
birds
is the
move.
World. This is Drexel. This is the world revolving around Drexel.
I have to look up at the TV.
The little viewfinder doesn't work.
The little thingy here.
So you've got 2 out of 3 viewports and he's still complaining.
Point to it again. I like that.
Suck it, bitch.
You're still scratching your head.
Everyone wants to gang up on me. I'm quite happy to kill you all.
Do you guys get that?
Now you know how I feel many nights.
And medic.
I think I said that to a team of cheerleaders.
Yes, it's medic once again. Am I too animated?
I don't think it's in you.
You're right, actually. I'm used to dealing with the dead.
That's right.
Me too.
And yeah, there we go. Sit up. Be animated. There we go. Now pause.
And we have significantly less hair deck.
Yes. Or is it just styled?
Why you look so much like Al.
Al from
Al?
Americans from Purity?
No. As in Al and Tanya. The
Al half
of looks
Al
like Al.
And then we have
this looks like Al.
Non-chapped lip.
G-O-T-L.
Stop blinking!
Stop blinking!
It's a cute anime blink.
Blink, blink!
Wow, that's
she blinked for half her face disappeared.
I have no idea what that looked like, y'all.
Like it looked awesome. We'll put it up. That'll be the shot. We'll be all like,
just played dead.
It was like total girly, batty-eyed. Your eyes are watering now because you opened them too wide. I could see they're all.
Soon
like
there'll be water fountains out. Squirting out of them.
Yeah.
I love that.
I can't actually get like parabolic arcs of tears flying out of my eyes.
Wait for
I
it.
I swear to God, man, if I ever
if you could,
like, if I dated a chick and she was like, oh, I'll go there. And like tears the fuck off out of her face like that, I'd be like, whoa, I'll follow.
And her legs would go cross like this.
I'd be like, fuck.
Sean, you'd probably be frightened by the fact that her eyes take up half the surface area of
you?
Her head.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm dating a gray alien wearing eye makeup. How the fuck did that happen?
You put that so eloquently, you know. Tears start to fuck off out of her face.
Well, you know, they're leaving, right?
Drex.
Stop moving!
The Drex says this.
You're moving! No, stop!
Yes, we do this at the beginning of every show just to make those people out in Radio Land think, why the fuck do we tune in every week?
Yes.
Excitement abounds here at Rant Radio.
Tune in to hear the confusion.
This is what's really important.
The what?
What's really important is the fact that Nomad Skids is not wearing any.
Explain how you get the little window to update your...
The
link. Yeah, click on the link.
The frame?
And it gives you a little window and it...
The webcam is like on freeze of about 10 minutes ago.
It's on freeze of about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, well...
All your base
all
are
your belong to us.
You know what?
You have no chance to survive, make your time.
You have to click on the floating webcam.
Floating webcam!
Like it says on the page. It says the floating window updates every 10 seconds. As opposed to the one on the page that doesn't update at all.
And you're a big poo head. If you don't click on the floating click little link,
let me just test it out right now.
Poo head. Poo.
Waiting.
This is your poo. This is
your head.
Perhaps it's not working.
I don't know. A couple more seconds.
Well, everyone.
All right, it's fucked up. We're wrong. You're right.
Wait, you mean the IRC actually knows what they're talking about? Yes, it happens from time to time.
Okay.
Okay. If this
maybe it is fucked up.
No, one guy's saying it works.
Oh, really? It's not working for me. Either.
Maybe he's just on acid.
It's moving.
It's moving.
I can see all the swirling colors
Sean's
in the room.
Sean's talking to me, and he's telling me I need a cat, so I went and got one, and I named him Bob after Sean.
6'18".
What?
You know what?
What? And he's right, like what he said about
something's wrong.
It becomes a toaster.
Okay, hey,
you transfer
Tim,
the essence of the bread.
If this was supposedly working, how many people could actually like listen to it?
Everybody.
Look at it now?
Everyone can look at it right now. Absolutely, every single person.
So it's no longer only three people get the Gracers webcam.
No, it's as many as they want.
Oh, Jesus, I'm going to
stop. Oh, I see. It captures every 10 minutes.
Well, that's good.
That's the problem.
Because I set it up a couple days ago.
You set it up wrong.
To
it
watch
wrong.
The people that were inspecting my fire alarm.
Say wrong.
But it all crashed and it didn't work.
It was wrong.
Okay, now it'll update every 10
because
seconds as opposed to 10 minutes.
Wrong.
Wrong. It's all wrong.
You're wrong.
See, it's already updated.
You
okay.
know, you want to know how you piss off every single geek in the galaxy?
How's
you
that?
Know, like everyone's all like, "Well, you know," and it's
somebody shoots William Shatner.
No, they sit there like in the IRC, everyone's like, "Oh, well, I fucked your mom," and they're all like, "What'd you say about my mom?" IRC and stuff like that. I've got the ultimate comeback for that. Well, you know,
that's working. Shut up,
everyone. Where people say like, you know, "Oh, well, I went down on your mom" or whatever. You just go back to them and say, "Yeah, well, your dad was right," and that'll be like the deep yielding wound.
Not getting it.
What? Oh, for geeks, what are you kidding? Everybody
your dad was right.
Your dad was right.
About everything?
Well, yeah, you're like, you are a useless piece of shit.
Okay, I see.
And, you know,
you see, I understand Sim's confusion because, you see, like Sim...
My dad never said that, so.
I had a good relationship with my
that's
father.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. This is why you're not online with a computer.
Yeah. what's his excuse?
I don't know. I don't have one, I guess.
Yeah, my dad never said that to me either.
Oh, okay, it's just
let's
me.
Make feel Sean,
you,
let's make
Sean,
feel Sean
no,
bad.
You're a big loser.
That's
we're
right.
All fine.
My dad
and you're right.
Right.
Your dad was right.
My dad was right.
My dad said, I'm fantastic and I can do anything I want.
And then you woke up.
No, he really said it.
And the trumpet's
he hasn't woken up yet.
Through,
he's still dreaming.
And my shoes started to squeak. And I met this guy.
And Drex, if you're a really good boy for long enough, or if you're really good for long enough, you'll be a real boy one day.
So that's just seven kinds of cold. That's like color.
Want to go through the IRC?
And...
Who wants to volunteer? Yeah, you can turn those TVs on and you can see the IRC.
Oh, okay, I'll do it. I said I'd do it last week when
okay.
I was grumpy.
Okay.
So, scroll to the top there, Private Jackson. I'll make yourself useful.
Please would be nice.
Okay.
Please. I'll say it for him.
Would you settle for now?
Oh, that was beautiful.
Okay.
I missed it.
Dr. Pepper, yeah. Mr. Echo, Smarian, Caxter, Holy Dio, our studio, Shovel, Aunt Jemima, Blotman, Broke Smokehouse, Cenobite, Hero, Tonic, Bitch, Roto, the Tomato Zombie, PLA, Oracle, Doodle, K, Pseudo, Enochian, After the Angelic Language, Link RX, AFK, Paradox, Breaker 1, Josh K, Snake, T-Knight, Cyber Samurai.
Is it on?
Go, Josh.
No. Turn on the lights. Turn on the room lights.
No Bad Info, Loop, Judas, Punk of Evil, Romulus, Smash, Coppertop, Orphan, Slits, Street Preacher, Cossacks, Crazy Buck, Lego, Zerstor, Wombat, Rant, Enki, Sparky, Skit,
makes sense.
Son of a Sofa King, we two added.
we two I was trying to figure that one out last
Star
week,
Baby,
too.
Test Subject, Waco 666, X2003X, Zenobia is High, Zof and Hella, and Ace.
Excellent.
That's great.
That was fun.
That's great.
Can we do it again?
Okay, starting from the top again.
I mean, fuck you. And
say it backwards.
Okay.
I would take all.
Backwards are the forces of darkness.
Backwards is drunk. Abandonez. That's an open.
We've got new equipment here.
We have
it's
new
not plugged in.
Courtesy of
Geeks R Us.
Geeks R Us computers.
You can buy fine computers.
Where you can go there.
In Cloverdale.
Like little fucking slaves. Go out there because we know you do everything we tell you to.
That's right.
And we're blatantly plugging them. So go
even
spend
if you're
all
in
your
Florida,
fucking money there.
Order long distance.
Go spend your money there because I work there too and I need money.
This magic, magic box.
Fucking useless bunch of cash.
What does magic box do?
Well, I plug it.
Ooh, rack mountable.
All I need is a rack now.
What it does is it takes all our voices and makes them all balanced.
It takes, makes them all. That's really right. Turn the wave down. A lot.
Turn the wave down, you fucking idiot. Moron.
That's some loud monkeys there.
Holy cow.
You them out. Come on.
Make some louder monkey sounds. Can you make some louder monkey sounds here?
Okay, the wave is at bottom. How can I make it
what?
Smaller?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, stop stroking it for one.
Okay.
What happens if I turn
this
up?
This goes in line.
Bottom to
you'll make a mess on your stomach.
This is a compressor, limiter, expander.
A limited expander, you're saying.
Compressor, limiter, expander. It's in line.
Is that actually a
mixer.
Real fucking phrase? It's a compressed, limited expander.
Compressor, limiter,
clinically
expander.
Clinically proven.
Clinically proven.
To compress and limitedly expand.
It takes loud voices like Sean and Dak, and quiet voices
like Private Drexel.
Projectile Vomit
and
Man.
And other voices
and,
that are
and
not
the
loud
professor.
Enough.
Right. And voices that aren't now loud enough.
And now no one will be too
loud.
And
puts them all at the same level.
It's a high-tech audio gadget that will
yes.
make things sound a lot better. You don't need to worry about it.
It's
just behind
me.
It's
but
the
anyway,
magic
anyway,
box.
We got it because another internet radio station went tits up, and Geeks R Us showed up and bought their shit.
That's right.
And sold it to Sim for a grossly low price for what it is.
Do they have any mics?
Which radio station went tits up?
Which radio?
My City Radio? Was it?
My City Radio or My Web Radio or...
Oh, poor Joey Shithead. He's out of a job now.
We got Joey Shithead. Joey Shithead stuff.
Probably.
Right.
There was a desperate press whoring incident a few months back where suddenly they were in all the local newspapers. There's a local internet radio station. You should listen to them. They talk about weather and stuff.
Yeah.
Right on.
I watched it once. It was very good.
Radio will never go broke.
I watched Joey Shithead.
None of us get paid.
It was Jello Biafra was on Joey Shithead's show.
How was
Joey
that
Shithead
fucking,
had a show.
It was amazing. It was so
how was that possible?
Great.
Being his buddy sued him. Didn't Joey Shithead sue him?
Joey Shithead was never in Dead Kennedys. Joey Shithead is in DOA.
Oh, Joey Shithead's the only guy who owns a copy of Terminal City Ricochet.
That's right. What are you doing?
It's the same volume no matter what I do.
Speaking of the microphone.
It's the same volume no matter what I do.
Stop stroking.
That doesn't make any sense. Is that recording level or playback level?
I think that's
are we
just
looking at there?
A bubble level.
Did it say recording? Or?
It must be recording. It so never be. Mind.
Okay.
God why damn it, Jim.
It's really loud. Yeah, maybe okay. I'll fix it in the next break.
I'll fix it now.
Okay. Keep on panging that shovel.
Keep on panging that shovel there, Chavez.
So if you hear various pangs throughout the evening, no one is being killed at Rant Radio, though many hostages are giving their lives to get our levels right.
This is something Nixter made that I didn't get to last show. This
Nixter
is called...
for me all the time I never get to.
That's right. This is called Fuck You with Sean K. The Nixter mix.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think I've heard this. This one's awesome.
It's what's going on, brother. Scumbags won't like it outside. Yeah! Let's go! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! We're from society, so fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! We're from the world! My God! My God! My God belongs to the world! My God! My God! My God! I hate this man!
So, alright,
That's it.
Are you talking to me?
Pull up your fucking pants. Straighten your ass. Why are you talking like that? Why are you walking like that? Fucking think you're cute or something.
Oh my god, you're insane.
Why don't you go fucking listen to Ario Speedwagon and wear darkness like you're supposed to?
What gives you the right to judge?
This ain't about your fantasy. It's about my fucking reality. Why don't you go whitewash the fence or clean daddy's car or something like that? You fucking suburban nerd.
Holy fuck, this guy's a wacko. Okay, I've got a cult, and I don't think I'm the chosen one, okay? If anyone's got kudos for that, it would be me. But then I think to myself, God, you're crazy! Do I freak out about this? Do I start going absolutely shithawk? No, I don't. Why? Because it's crazy! That's crazy talk. When you're doing that shit, that's just what you do when you go fucking insane. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy, and I am a fucking man.
It's a mess, you're an anti-human, what you think of me? And you're right, I know what's going on, where and I've been on a losing streak. And all my sons are empty, and ain't good about all you
something that Nixter made.
I say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you, son, hey, so fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, and fuck the world, son. My guy, my guy, my guy belongs somewhere. My guy, my guy, my guy, I hate it, man.
Listen to Red Radio, because all your bass are belong to us.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is that?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.
Medicine! Roto sent this in, or somebody sent this in before the show. It is the Bill of No Rights.
The Bill of No Rights.
No rights.
We, the sensible of the United States, in an attempt to get everyone to get along, restored some of the semblance of justice, avoid any more riots, to keep our nation safe, promote positive behavior, and secure the blessings of a debt-free liberty, blah, 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 blah. We require a Bill of No Rights. Article 1, you do not have the right to a new car, big screen color TV, or any other form of wealth. The more power to you if you can legally acquire them, but no one is guaranteeing anything. You have the right to never be offended. This country is based on freedom, and that means freedom for everyone, not just you. You may leave the room, turn the channel, express a different opinion, but the world is full of idiots and probably always will be. You do not have the right to be free from harm. If you stick a screwdriver in your eye, learn to be more careful. Do not expect the tool manufacturer to make you and all your relatives independently wealthy. And et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty funny. So read it in your own time.
It is something like we've been talking about.
We need it.
We do. Because, I'm sorry, it's very simple. I've said it before. I'm not going to really go off on it again. But why the fuck do we have to protect the stupid?
Yes.
Why?
This is to make amends for stupid people. Get rid of all the stupid rights.
I really don't fucking get it. I mean, if you're that dumb that, you know, you tip a fucking pop machine over on you, this shouldn't
the same reason we try to cure cancer and cure all sorts of other diseases, because we try and help people. It's natural to try and overcome these negative things.
Do we need to help these stupid
really?
People? I go to a restaurant
really?
Nowadays, and there's stickers lining the door.
Well, you
watch
know,
for slippery floors.
You talk about,
it's intact.
You talk
it's not
about
a temporary
natural
sticker.
Selection, right? You talk about natural selection, how it's great. Well, natural selection says if you get cancer, well, you die. Appendicitis, oh, what the fuck just happened there? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The hiss I've been hearing constantly for the last hour just left, so I thought the
your voice
feed
didn't.
Died. Anyway, if you get appendicitis, right, it used to be, well, that's it. You can't
bye-bye.
Natural selection.
Or you get shot. They'd be like, oh, well.
Or whatever.
You're
all
dead.
Sorts of diseases that would knock you off, and they don't knock you off now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the difference? You're stupid. That's just another...
I think stupidity, if we're talking about here, is more of a state of willful ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, intentionally operating below your full capacity.
People aren't stupid enough to get cancer. It's like...
I think there is some forms of cancer they do on purpose. Operating below their capacity. I think if they're doing an act that is stupid, some of them are acting above their capacity.
Some people are just fucking stupid.
Yes.
People are just fucking stupid.
Is that better?
I think what we need to do is inoculate people in a room.
There.
What we have to do is we have to put them in a room when they're all about 5 years old.
Okay.
The room has a door that says exit on the door. And it also says push. Okay, now that door is actually a pull door. Okay? And then you begin to have the walls, when the child is 8 years old, you put them in the room, have the walls begin to close in on the child. Okay, with spikes. Okay? And then it will take 5 minutes for the walls to close finally all the way to the point where it says, you know, they'll be pinned between the stuff. And all the children who figure out that, oh, I'm pushing on the door, it says push, it says exit, it's not working, what if I pull? That is just rudimentary problem solving. The door will open, they will leave. If not,
they get
turned
crushed
into a beneficial mulch and go towards feeding the school grounds. That's what I think we should do.
All works
well,
out.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I think that probably pretty much violates any state or province's general health and welfare guidelines for how to care for children.
Oh, well, I'm abolishing those.
Well, that's okay.
I think a lot of parents would have objections to actually voluntarily putting their child in that situation.
Why?
Because they don't have faith in their children. The same reason they don't want their children playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
The same reason they don't want their children playing violent video games, because if they play violent video games, they'll be violent people.
Because they're weak-willed.
Lawn darts. What a brilliant toy that is. Here, Johnny, have a small
nail
with pins on it. Take it outside and throw it at your sister.
I had that toy. That was fun.
I loved lawn darts.
Lawn darts kick ass. She says, here you go.
Can
fuck.
We used to throw them at each other.
Can I just point out one thing? I interviewed once for a job where it involved educating children in science. It was just a co-op job. From the interview, I learned that this job would not be for me because I'd have to herd immense amounts of children with minimal resources. But what they did as part of the interview process is give me a small puzzle. A small, like, little wooden puzzle that I had to solve. Now,
when the guy with needles in his face showed up and said, you called us, we came, and you're like, motherfucker! And they're
you solved the Rubik's Cube.
No. But this is, anyway, so here I am. Okay, I've finished my biology degree. I have a 3.6 GPA out of 4. I got like all this fucking scholarship money when I came out of high school. This thing took me like they stumped me. It took me like about 2 minutes because I have two people staring at me and there's like this fucking halogen spotlight on
me.
You have video of this?
Yes, and it's just like, you know, we're not going to appraise you based solely on this bullshit.
So what?
This and the other puzzle, that's what we're based on.
You show up for job interview, they sit you in a dark room with a halogen light on top of the table. Two guys are in there. They put a wooden puzzle down and say, if you solve this, you will have the job. Like, Gordian, not much?
There was more questions.
I think that would be a cool place to work.
That, except there was more questions,
Welcome to, what's the name of that place in Half-Life? The whatchamacallit?
The Research
Black
Institute?
Mesa.
Welcome to the Black Mesa Child Research Institute.
It's like, I'm not a stupid person, but boy, put the pressure on me. So, like, now, if somebody had started putting spikes in the walls, I would have sat there with these two little pieces of wood going,
You find a hammer real quick and force it.
On the left.
When she starts making monkey noises, that's not good.
Well, you know, girl on the left, I'd always respect your memory. I would, you know. I'd always respect that.
So I had a friend, girl on the left. She wasn't smart enough.
Smokeout, that sounds like my interviews.
No, if it was Smokeout's interview.
There was also the part of the interview where the two people interviewing, a man and a woman, started acting like temperamental 5-year-old children bickering at each other. And I had to figure out a way to calm them down. And
nail one of their hands to the table. Spike, shut the fuck up. You say another word, I'm cutting off one of his fingers.
The problem is they were being funny, I couldn't stop them. I was like, I wanted to stop them, but this is just too entertaining. I have two adult people acting like total idiots in front of me for my amusement.
Little did she realize this is before she came to Rant Radio. And
you know what I would have done? You know what I would have done? This would have been fucking brilliant. Okay, we're now two children. Okay, is it just two kids? Yeah. And they start acting like, is there anyone else in the room? No. Grab the kid by the say, you better shut your fucking mouth or I'll beat you through the table. And if you tell another teacher about this, so help me God, you're fucking dead. You kind of look at me like, holy fuck. I'm like, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Relax, guy.
Next.
Relax, guy. Sit down.
So, $1 billion sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it?
$1 billion?
$1 billion.
$1 billion!
That's what Napster offers.
$1 billion!
The record companies to keep going.
Oh, it's called extortion.
Yes. They were going to pay them $1 billion divided amongst them over 5 years.
We'd like $1 billion, please. Oh, and world peace and fluffy bunnies.
That works out to $150 million per record company per year.
And
do you know what that is to them?
Nothing.
That's a joke. That is a joke. And on the other side of things, there's 50 million Napster users right now. Do you know what that works out to per user over 5 years?
What?
$200. Are you going to pay $200?
No.
Over 5 years for Napster?
No.
No.
This is assuming every single person stays. And every single person is not going to stay. And therefore the service goes into the dumps because it relies on the number of people being on Napster.
Somebody's going to be like, oh, look at this. It's called Nutella, and oh, look, it's
called Kava, it's called BearShare, it's called.
Over and over and over,
Do they actually think that by knocking off Napster, they're going to get rid of the problem?
Yes,
they do.
Stupid.
They think they're so mighty that they can get rid of them one by one. We'll defeat it.
Worse than that, they're thinking the logic that is following this. They're trying to kill Napster.
Sorry.
Then they're going to try and use the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to go after the ISPs for sharing files.
Ah, yeah.
I see. So
this is going to work about as well as the.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Holy shit! If they do this, it'll be great. Because everyone knows that I run the drawing board. I'll just become the only internet service provider in the world log. Fuck you guys. We're not logging it.
Here's the punchline, boys and girls. This will work about as well as the Internet Decency Act they did about 2 years ago that we all know pretty much eliminated pornography on the.
It's all gone. It's all gone. I can't find it. I've been searching for it.
Porn? What porn?
The funny thing is that all this does is drives them further and further back.
You're all joking, right?
No, yeah, there's still porn stuff.
Oh, thank God.
It just drives them further and further back to harder and harder technologies to defeat. If you take a look at Nutella, you can't shut it down.
It works on
random ports. You can set the port to whatever you want. You can't block ports.
It's a dynamic reconfiguration of modern
sharing. It does work.
It's a piracy tirade of new buzzwords that slam together in interesting and fun-filled ways.
What they should be doing is agreeing with Napster and harnessing it.
What they should be using is dynamic processing to multi-level and begin to triumphantly, unilateralize their quadrilogic process.
Do you not use a phone there?
Hello?
It should be on record and you should be able to hear them.
Keep working, Sean. I think you're almost up to a mission statement.
Our mission statement is to unilaterally quantify all of the buzzwords which would be involved in your standard Dilbert book.
That is your mission.
That is my mission.
Should I study this handbook? Of...
I got something to say! I can't talk today.
Unmute.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Keep it on record.
I have to talk really, really loud.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Who else is there?
Everyone's here. We all left the building, actually. Just Sean. Just talk to Sean.
Just talk to Sean?
Hi.
Hi, Sean.
How you doing, zombie?
This Napster thing kind of sucks, The RIAA is trying to shut it down.
Yeah.
The cool thing is that Napster, if you shut it down, they only shut it down Napster servers, and that's about it. There's more other Napster servers out there that Napster does not control. That's why you have that little program that goes out there searching for Napster servers.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it searches for other Napster servers that are not controlled by Napster.
Holy shit, what's that called?
And it logs it on to Napster, it uses Napster, but does not use Napster servers.
So there's ways to share music other than Napster is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yes, that too right there. Josh, just sit it right out. Yeah, everyone's saying right out now. Huh, there it is. Woohoo! Right in the IRC.
All right, dude. Oh, right on, man. Thanks. We'll have to check into that.
Napster, it uses Napster 100%, but does not use their servers at all.
Okay, buddy. Right on. Thanks for the heads up. You are lead Haxor. Say what the hell.
Haxor. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
This just in, the next news story.
Oh, my God, Quicksim, you have something.
Hang on a second. No, I'm...
You need a microphone.
No, I am not. I'm not going to put up with this. I mean, okay, that was just fucking cruel.
What did I do? Look, we've been trying to fucking deal with this kid. You may as well just bite the bullet and go on his side.
Make him feel important.
There's a color other than red.
You're not serious.
No way, zombie.
What will the people say?
What's it called?
Oh, my God. Do the guys in the brickyard know this?
Has CNN heard?
Holy shit. Think what this could mean to stop signs everywhere. You know? Fuck me gently, Jesus, with a rubber crutch sideways. You know? My God, man. I mean, the poor son of a bitch has been phoning us for 2 fucking years. We may as well just, you know,
go with the
flow. Sean! Yeah, zombie.
I'm reaching out to you.
I failed
to understand what the big deal
in,
is.
You'll see. Holy fuck.
Zombie.
You have no idea how much easier troubleshooting this will make for me.
I've been printing out the screen every time I needed to do something.
Wow. All your base are belonging to us.
Okay, so anyway. Okay, but I don't understand what the big deal was. He came up and told us something we were just about to tell everybody.
Well, that was it.
Is that just talking about this?
This has been known forever, these Napster clones. Forever.
Okay, but I would like to note this.
It is relevant.
I would like to note that I hadn't heard of it, and...
Oh,
if
no,
we're
we
bothering
all love
to
zombies.
Talk about it,
we
it
all
is,
love zombies. Zombie calls.
It is. True. It's news evident. Like, there's a point from saying it, obviously, or you wouldn't be about to talk
yeah,
about it,
yeah, but this
right?
isn't the local news station. This is... We're supposed to be a little bit higher than the local news talking about Napster.
Okay, but what are you talking about next? That
talking
was your next
about,
story.
It correct? Was my next story.
So my point is, if it's your next
it's
story,
not,
why is it okay for
not
you?
Not necessarily. No.
So
this is
words,
way beyond.
Drexel, defender
in
of zombies.
What Zombie gave us was a segue.
It actually was a good segue.
Okay, so
it was
let's
a funny
talk about
segue.
The next thing.
Next on Record Industries hit list, Napster clones. With legal victory against Napster all but assured, the record industry quietly has begun to move against hundreds of Napster clones that also offer free music downloading.
Well, if we get $100 billion from each of them, then we'll be really rich.
Since Monday, the RIAA, the main trade group representing record labels, has sent about 60 legal notices to the Internet service companies that provide web connections for open Napster servers.
Oh, well.
So,
fuck you very much.
They're not just moving on Napster.
I gotta get a satellite.
They've already moved on Scour and now the Napster clones.
Isn't there a way?
Run independently, taking no fees, like...
Well, what the
at
fuck
all,
are
nothing.
These people going to do if some country, like, and I know you guys probably know, I'm probably doing the same crime I just convicted Zombie of.
No,
I don't think so.
I did not know about this. Everybody thinks I'm slamming on
okay,
Zombie.
I didn't know that shit.
Napigator? You've never heard of Napigator?
No, never.
Okay.
Well, what the fuck's going to happen when, like, some country in the third world goes, anybody wants to come here and just have anything they want on the computer? Which
Russia?
I know Russia.
Russia much? No, there are places
isn't
that allow anything.
Isn't that like
anything.
Taiwan allows, pretty much ignores conventional copyright
oh, yeah.
agreements, international
yeah.
copyright agreements?
There's many countries.
Well, they're not hurting
there's
for
many
that.
Countries around the world that would gladly accept cash to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. So
host
you,
here.
So
give
how,
us your money.
So what the fuck are these idiots going to do when somebody puts
this,
their server
the
thing for
this thing? Is if they sit back and do nothing, they look idiotic. That's their job. The RIAA and MPAA and all the other ones, that's their job. That's all their job is to protect the artists. If they didn't do this, there is no reason for them to exist. Wait.
They have to justify
it. Maybe they shouldn't exist.
I understand. Now, they're management.
They are management. They are paid unwillingly by the record companies and by the artists to protect the artists.
Okay, look. That's fine, and I'm not arguing that, but
yeah, sure.
If your server is just in Taiwan and Russia,
yeah.
We're going to have a little bit of degradation in
but it's there.
Speed. Oh, yeah, but it not nearly as many people will use it because people don't have the patience for that.
if
everything else is
if,
down.
If,
no,
if Napster you know all of a sudden moved
people,
to Russia, everyone would still use it.
Yeah, yeah. No, everyone
and
everyone
it would be just
not.
As fast.
They will stop if it's
downloading,
slower,
it would be just as fast.
I'm pretty
because
I'm
you
pretty
don't download from Napster. You download from people.
People would still use Napster. How many times have I messaged on Napster from people in Russian or in fucking German in some language I do not fucking speak? And they're like, Español de solda! And I'm like, fuck off! Which is my standard reply for all emails.
I found it is occasionally faster to download web pages from Japan or Taiwan.
Oh, yeah, because it's so bogged down over here.
From, like, Florida or something, you know?
I think I'm going on vacation. And I'm going to leave that as my vacation message. Fuck off.
Fuck off. All your answering machines, your email auto-replies.
Everything was cool. Everything was cool and up until, everything started to get stressful. Until I came out with Brainwashing 14, and then everybody fucked off. You know, I think people need me to tell them to fuck off. I think that's
they need an iron fist, Sean.
They do. They need,
that's why
they need
kings
say,
work so well.
Fuck off. Just fuck right off, you know? And it's funny, actually, because I was working... Oh, update!
This is a very smooth segue, like 9 miles of bad road.
Anyway, no, but seriously, shut the fuck up. What it is that we have an update on my car.
Wow!
Yes,
we have
double
what's
one.
The update? Yay!
Well done.
Very appropriate.
Very, very,
very
appropriate.
Timely.
Yes, we have
he
update.
Accidentally hit the key.
I've been looking for something to have a sound effect.
You're waiting.
You were lining up that sound effect
all
fucking day, weren't you? Okay, what it is? Well done, executed, Drexel. What it is that Shovel One, for anyone who is interested, has been is owned. It is owned.
Is it owned?
It is owned by me. Meet me, and they have lead hacks for me. And what happened is the other day I went down, got some new tires for it. It's the 65 Pontiac Parisian, for those who forgot.
From last week.
Yep. So, it turns out really cool that the little network that I have up here, there's a lot of people who are going to be helping me with the car. So, when all is said and done, I will probably be able to get the car mobile, functional, and on the road, including purchase of car, for $4,000, which is very, very nice.
Roto puts on Kevlar bodysuit and prepares to fuck off.
incidentally, a lot of people sent me email, and they sent me stuff saying they wanted to join. Fuck off. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to post
fucking
that.
Full.
I'm full.
I'm just a little person.
No, go away. Cult is too big. Why do you want to join? I want to join Cult because everybody else sends you email to fuck with you, and I'm going to send more.
But I'm only as big as a wafer thin mint.
Yeah, no, fuck off. I'm full. My cash cow is overfed and not producing.
A very good hack.
Before we do this, I honestly think that girl on the left should go up to the camera and show people.
Everyone, get on the webcam. www.rantradio.com. Click on webcam.
I have brought another exotic taste treat.
Shoggoth.
Yeah. Wait for them to get there. Maybe describe it. Where's the packaging?
Okay,
the packaging
is in shreds. It is called Yokan. It is green tea flavored Yokan.
Which is essentially
a bean paste jelly. Yes, it should.
Are you sure I can eat it?
Shit is brown flavored. Substance.
Red bean agar, sugar, salt, millet jelly, green tea flavor.
Millet jelly.
Right.
What is
millet
jelly?
I'm presuming it's jelly made from millets, but millets are
what's
vegetables.
A millet?
Millet is a type of grain. It's
bullshit. It's a mouse. It's a small mouse. It lives on the prairies.
Millet pellets.
They're millet pellets. These little
Anyways,
millets. They take a
there
shit.
You go. Up. There.
Looks like
very bright. Turn on the light in
the
closet.
No. I'm not saying no more new members. I'm just saying I've been
that
tired.
Didn't help at all.
Do my job. I'm saying I'm a slack piece of shit and I haven't done my work, TK.
That looks pretty dark.
There are new
there you
members.
Go.
I never got a chance to finish that.
I'll
answer everybody's
olive
email
green,
and I'll do a new blood post this week.
It's olive green and
quite
it's a little bit translucent.
It's quite a nice green color, actually.
And anyone that played D&D will recognize it as a four-dice hit monster.
I'm such a weak piece of shit. I am such a weak piece of shit.
Gelatinous cube.
That is so bad. That is such an ugly thing. My brain is like that. I went and saw Hannibal.
Can I have, like, half a piece of that? Not even that.
Did you see
Hannibal?
You have my sympathies.
It's not that bad.
Half of that.
I didn't think it was really bad. It's the only film I've ever seen that actually made me nauseous.
Yeah?
But,
carnivorous
yeah.
pigs and a guy eating his own brain. I mean, give me a fucking...
Does it taste good, or is it...
Skits. I started recording the Virus Manifesto. Woohoo!
Eating kind of green
Thanks,
tea.
Thanks, babe.
Kind of texture
the
of cheese.
Sexy virus manifesto.
Yeah,
almost the taste of cheese.
The virus XXX manifesto.
Sweet.
Virex. Monster Manifesto.
I'd never eat it again, but it's not bad.
I would never, ever eat it again. But
it's not bad. It's no point in eating it again.
Oh, my God, girl on the left, what did you just make me put in here in my mouth?
It doesn't taste
don't
bad.
Don't cut any for me. I'm not
no,
even
no,
trying
no, that's enough for me, thanks. No more for me. No more for me, thanks. I'm driving.
Okay, that's
after
not
this
good.
Let me just note that Sean has not actually had any.
Anybody who wants to go down to the Purple Onion after the show tonight is welcome to, because I'm going down there. And
that's
the big draw.
Now.
What's that?
That's just wrong.
Were they not welcome to before you?
Well, no.
Well, it's goth night.
And me and my blonde hair is going to fit right in.
What? What?
You have pasty skin.
Well, I'm gaunt and I have pasty skin. I will fit in that respect.
Yes.
You don't have to have black hair to
you
be
like
a goth.
You like chicks with black hair?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
We need chicks with black hair and like tight vinyl.
Oh God,
that's all there is there, isn't
a
it?
A bunch of wimps.
No, we're just
it's not
just
gross.
It has a wrong consistency.
It's just wrong.
That's
wrong.
I like green tea. That's fucking wrong. That is pure evil.
The next story.
Hacker in quotes. Everybody's a hacker that does anything wrong nowadays.
So if I kick in your door, I'm a hacker.
You're a hacker. You're a door hacker.
I'm a door hacker.
You're
hack
a house
the door!
Hacker. You got in through the firewall doors.
The firewall. I use the fire escape.
Yeah, and you're,
to
you
gain
got through
access,
the firewall.
And then I have root
you
on the bedroom.
Your...
And then I
oh, yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to.
They
gonna
use this word to make big news stories.
I'm going
to
pick up an axe. And I'm going to become a real hacker.
That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from, is hacking for somebody who chops wood, I think. I think I read that. Anyway, hacker plays jump on police radio. This is great.
Okay.
What? This is art. Okay?
Oh my. Read on, McDuff.
There was a jumper.
Jumper?
While attempting to negotiate with a man who threatened to leap from an overpass, a hacker broke into a police radio frequency and broadcasted the Van Halen song.
Oh,
jump.
Yeah.
Are you
That's rather cool.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more.
Isn't that brilliant? I just know jump. This guy was waiting to hear on the police radio, we've got a jumper, can you...
Do you want
to send about five cars to the Brooklyn Bridge? And he's going, yes, I'm for
York?
The song. I don't know.
Well, where did
it
this
was,
happen?
Did the guy jump?
No.
Oh,
he came down. You know what? This.
So, mission accomplished.
Douglas County, I don't know.
They
could have made up this
save?
Story.
How much money did
the
he
The guy did not hear it. It was only over the police frequency, so... It wasn't amazing,
oh.
But it was pretty damn funny.
Fuck,
and,
that was.
And
amazing.
The police couldn't use the radio for 3 minutes because the song was playing.
I'm just thinking. Okay, if you're like, say, looking at a guy who's going to jump off of a bridge, okay, and he's hanging there and he's going to jump off the bridge, and you take your BB gun and you shoot him in the hand and he lets go of the bridge and falls. Did you kill him?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
But he was.
He was going to die anyway. We don't know that.
Wait a second.
He was okay.
What is your...
Okay, there's a guy on a bridge, mm-hmm. right? And he's going to, I'm going to jump. I want to die. And I, like, shoot him in the ankle with a BB gun, and he goes, falls off the bridge and dies. Did I kill him?
What no, the fall from the high height
no.
killed him.
No,
you
caused him to fall to his
this
death.
This hypothetical already exists. It's the guy who jumps off the top of the building, and you shoot out, like, your window
and hit him
like with a lethal shot
and he's dead.
And he's dead before he hits the ground.
Right.
Did you
are
kill
you guilty
him?
Of murder?
No, that's different. Are you guilty of murder?
That's even a better
no,
situation.
No, that actually happened and they
yes
found
you are because you might not have died.
Guilty of murder. They didn't shoot him on purpose though.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well,
you're guilty of manslaughter.
Manslaughter. They
okay,
guilty
well,
of manslaughter.
How about if the guy jumps off the building, sprouts wings?
Negligent discharge.
And then
you shoot him.
And then I shoot him because he's flying.
The reason,
I go, motherfucker, you're flying, bang.
The reason he was found guilty of murder was because the angle he was falling, he would have hit the canopy in front of the building and would have actually probably survived
the
fall.
That's the only reason?
Yeah.
He probably would have survived the fall. Maybe, probably.
Anyway,
we don't know because he's dead.
To finish this argument, this is one that only Catholics from parochial school will get. Can God make a rock so big even he can't lift it?
That proves God doesn't exist.
And then in a puff of logic, God just
He can
poof,
make a pebble and choose not to be able to
listen. Can God kill himself? No.
Hitchhiker's Guide, and God disappears in a puff of logic.
Can God kill himself?
Well, it's the nice thing.
No? Well, then he's not almighty and powerful.
It's the nice. It's like what Nietzsche
he can?
Said.
Well, then he's not almighty and powerful because he died at the hands of somebody.
Nietzsche's a real motherfucker when it comes to the idea of God. And he made a good statement. He says, the nicest thing I can say about Christians is that they don't take credit for the God they invented. So, which is pretty nasty.
That's
of course, Nietzsche's,
good.
You know, generally a pretty nasty fuck. Yeah. You know.
The next.
He's got a lot of Brad Presch because the Nazis kind of picked up.
Yeah, he's the most misquoted guy in the galaxy.
I know.
They twisted his words. Took him out of context.
I'm sorry. These are the people that, as I mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, their First Reich was supposedly Atlantis. First Reich was Atlantis. Second Reich was Charlemagne.
I don't
know
where that is.
Charlemagne was
the Irish place?
No. Charlemagne.
Oh, that's Shangri-La.
That's the pub. Shangri-La is a massage parlor. Charlemagne's a pub down on Pender.
Okay, I'm staring at you with disbelief, is amazing because you normally can't.
There's a fucking massage parlor in Langley. I know. I've been there. Okay. It's funny. I went in there. I go into this massage parlor and I walk
for
in.
For no
like,
reason at all.
Never been in one. Why not?
That's a good.
Never got head from a hooker either.
No.
Let's go out and do that.
If I wanted to get head from a hooker, I'd go fucking say, well, I think I'm going
Jack
to get
is, is
that doesn't mean you have to do it.
Well, it said in Bible.
I've never done heroin either.
That's right.
I've never disemboweled a baby seconds after its birth.
You got
okay, let's go to the hospital.
You got to try it. I'll drive.
Everything. All right, hang on now. I didn't think. Okay, we're making a lot of assumptions here. It said massage parlor. My fucking back was sore. It's not like I'm gonna go into this massage parlor.
Sean,
what?
Sean, I've seen the exterior of Shangri-La. All it says is Shangri-La, and all the curtains are closed.
Does this not interest you? That's one of those things. It's like when I went into. I was walking down Gastown. Okay, we're not gonna tell Shangri-La. I go in there, and this woman who's, like, shall we say, gifted, comes up, you know, she kind of, she weebles and wobbles her way up, and I wonder how she manages to stay upright from the size of her tits, and she says, can I help you? And I'm like, I don't know, what do you guys do here? And she goes, we're a massage parlor, and I said, oh, great, I like a massage, what does it cost? It's $50 for half an hour. So I was feeling a little bit flush that day. This is before I was married. And I lay down the cash. No, it's true, I lay down the cash. So I go to the back, and I lay down, and they put on some soft music, and they're fucking rubbing my back, and it was great. It was a good time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I sit there, and she goes, would you like a hand job? And I said, no, thank you. That was it. I asked her if it was included. She said no, and I'm like, well, fuck.
No, then.
No, thank you, then.
She didn't quote the price?
Well, yeah, she said it would have been. I don't remember what it was, but I was just like, no, thank you, that's fine. But it was nice.
Was
it
an extra $10, or was it
like a very fucking honest trade. It's a hell of a lot more honest than what I got at the recruiting seminar, I'll tell you that. Fuck, come on, you like camping? No problem.
We do a lot of camping.
Oh, yeah, travel the world, see the world, fucking A. I mean, at least this hooker had enough goddamn common courtesy to say, you know, when you come in here, I'm going to try to jerk you off. That's fair. Okay, how much
she offered it, didn't force it on you.
Didn't force it on me. She wasn't like, give me that fucking dick. No, she wasn't doing that. Okay, I thought it was pretty fair. That's a fair thing.
Oh,
Jesus,
yeah.
Going to get crucified. Last person to stand with him, a hooker. Everyone cheeses on the hookers. Everyone does. Fuck. Leave them alone. They're just doing their job.
Was that
fuck.
His last request?
What's that? Well, no, his last request was, would you please get me my pumps? Because these spikes are killing me.
Ow, Jack, my ear.
Stop see, this
screaming.
New compressor will help that. Well, not you, but...
Not me.
Our listeners.
That's in the gag.
That and the ball gag, yeah.
Ooh.
That's just
I may show up more often.
No. It's fucking brutal. But anyway, no. I was walking down New Westminster, too. This is another. I do this. I'll go for a walk in a city, and I'm like,
you'll just go in.
What are you doing? I'm looking for shit. What are you doing? I'm just looking for the shit. Where is the shit?
Or trouble.
Looking for it, right?
And you're not a grim servant of death either.
No, I'm being polite to everybody. You know, I'm being polite to fucking everybody. It's like the time that me and Rhea and Ronan Medic were walking down the street in Granville, and I see this big Chinese neon sign up in the corner above this like porn shop. So I'm like, huh, I wonder what that is. Up we go. Thump, 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 thump. You know, there's a little door with a little slot like in the movie. No shit. Bang on the door. Knock, knock,
really?
Knock. Hi, we'd like to come in. That's all I said. Not being a dink.
Did they let you in?
Yeah, they opened the door.
Did.
Really?
Me and Ron and Maddox walk in, and there is a haze of smoke, and there's a whole bunch of tables, and people are playing dominoes. And there's a lot of people with a lot of shit on, and this guy stands up who's got tattoos that go from his temples to his fingertips.
Uh-huh.
And we never saw his ankles.
And we never saw his ankles. He's wearing a really, really expensive leather jacket.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "Hi, guys." And I said, "Hi. What is this place?" And they go, "It's a game shop." And I said, "Really? I thought it was a laundromat. I'm going to be leaving now. I'll see you all later."
No gambling for you, huh?
Yeah, no gambling
for
me.
High-stakes gambling.
Liking the fingers very much. Thank you. Yeah, only way I'm getting a date. Thanks much.
Say, you're pretty cool. What's with the teardrops?
One, two. You stop counting after five and hit the door.
Yeah, no.
You're like, whoa, I'm
hey,
here.
That's a nice spider web you got on your elbow there. Yeah.
What does a spider web mean again?
It's a racial beating, actually.
Is it?
As I understand it, yes.
Yeah.
I knew the teardrops. I didn't know about the...
Templar Knight says there's no reason to arrest prostitutes. Laws are based on outmoded morality-based controls. But the thing is, in Canada, it's not illegal to be a prostitute. It's just illegal to solicit sex from them. So
it's got
to
be all unspoken.
You can sell sex all you want. You just can't buy it. So if you're a John, you can get arrested, but prostitutes don't get arrested because it's not illegal.
Right. Yeah.
I think there are laws about actually like openly saying, "Hey, do you want this?
No,
do you want to have sex for $50 or whatever?"
No.
I remember hearing somebody got around the law by basically walking around with a sandwich board with their prices on it.
Drexel is not. It's illegal for a woman to solicit sex in a public place.
In a public place.
It's not illegal for them to solicit sex.
Oh.
Okay. They can't, like, there's certain decency laws where they can't go put the ad in the paper and say, "We'll fuck you in the ass with a 2x4 for $4. Okay? They can't do that, but they can say, you know,
yeah,
Uncle Ed's 2x4, you know,
Emporium.
You know?
Well, you look at the ads we have. I'll give you more wood
in 10 minutes than you'll get for the rest of your life.
You look at the province, and they have, like, a page of ads for this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's a full page.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they're about.
Each one, there's like a little meaning, and like Greek is anal. I remember somebody told me.
I did not know.
Yeah, Greek is anal.
He's right into it.
I forget what the star stood for. It used to be the star, I think, used to stand for bi. They would do both, men and women. You'd see like they'd have a little star in the corner.
Wow.
And I can't remember what all the other things stood for. We went through and we were talking about this shit once.
Who?
Get us that code, Dak. That sounds interesting.
Can you get a rundown of that?
Entertaining.
That's pretty good.
No, I actually...
It's like having a secret decoder ring when you're from the cereal box. That sounds really interesting.
Oh, great. Krabbies.
Krabbios.
The next story. This is from...
Okay, yeah, it's a little bit weird that Sean does know the background laws for prostitution and about the massage parlor bed. Yeah, I know. Hey, I was in the Army.
I was propositioned by a hooker when I was coming home one evening.
Did she say, "Please don't touch me, get away from me"?
No.
Oh, that was a different proposition?
Yeah,
okay.
This was the sleaziest one I ever got, too. I'm standing
more
there in
one.
Uniform.
How do you get anything sleazy and I'll suck your cock for $4?
Okay, how about this? How would you like to play Hide the Nightstick?
Really?
You're a dirty bitch.
And I'm like, "Pardon?" She said, $50. And I went, "No, thank you."
$50 to play Hide the Nightstick.
Wow.
This makes it sound so romantic.
Wow, that's like a tender, gentle experience. You know what happened in the days when you used to be able to go to like a classy whorehouse? You know, where you got a kid who's like, because there's nothing worse than some guy who doesn't know what he's doing in bed. That's the worst thing in the world for chicks. He's all like, "I'm sorry, that's not the right hole. I thought it was a little high. I guess you're an Audi, eh?" You know, like, it's not cool. So what I'm thinking is,
you're frying her fucking brain.
Well, it's true, man. It's true. You know, they gotta know how to fuck, right? People need to know how to fuck. So what I think they should do is, like, they have in Amsterdam and Sweden and shit, they should have, first of all, you should have dial-a-pot, where I go on the corner and I'm like, "Jesus Christ, I'm getting straight. I need some drugs right now. And they go, "GPS, this is my grid." And they're like, "We're on you." And they got, like, the Rastafarian chopper.
You can see it by the trailing smoke cloud.
Oh, yeah, and it's all just coming in, and they're like, you know, the Rasta fucking SWAT team with, like, uber
yeah,
ganja.
On,
they just
the
drop
ganja.
The hookah rappel style, and you're like, ooh, ooh, you know, and you're good, you know, and
they
you're
drop
like,
down a
whoa.
Drop down the bucket.
Here you go, man. Just straighten your right arm.
Here you go, and now we got to go back, SWAT team. Okay. Yeah. You take woolen cap and these sunglasses. You begin to calm down. You call back in soon. Yeah. Okay. What kind of a rat bastard would make me wear a hat like this at this moment in time?
And so, where did the dreadlocks come from?
Where are these dreadlocks from? My God, I'm in a giant reptile zoo and someone's been feeding alcohol to these goddamn animals. All right, so what's next in Oregon?
In Hong Kong, they're going to start doing cell phone jamming in public places.
Cell phone jamming?
Yes. They're going to do it in restaurants,
and
theaters. Any public place
this,
that annoys people.
This all
people.
Came from the fact that an island of 6 million people, there are 5.5 million cell phones on the island, and the people have gone completely and utterly fucking insane, up to including
think your microphone's
an incident,
too close to the
a couple
television.
Of,
thank you.
An incident a couple of weeks back, where, or maybe a few months back, where a doctor botched an operation because he had to stop in the middle to answer his fucking cell phone. So this kind of created a bit of media stir, and the Chinese government has responded by the idea of creating cell phone jammers.
Yeah.
But now, if there's 6 million people, 5.5 million have cell phones, who's complaining?
They say many Hong Kong citizens welcome the idea.
Fuck it.
They're very happy about that. Well, and they're going to consider it over here.
Well, Sean...
your cell phone just won't work in the movie theater.
Yeah, so what?
That's the thing. There's a difference between whether that's done in like large swaths of public area versus like if they have like a localized jamming within.
If
like,
they have
the
it in a movie theater, okay. Someone owns a movie theater and they should have the right to.
Yes, I agree.
To be able to stop you from using your phone,
yes,
but
because,
I don't think it's right for the government to go. Oh, open air. We don't want you to use a cell phone here.
I had a situation where. Now, I've heard people say, well, I can just turn it on vibrate. Now, I've had a situation
That's
where...
That's what I do.
Well, I know, but I've had a situation where somebody answered the phone and then proceeded to talk on the phone and describe the movie to them at a normal speaking volume in the middle of the film.
Well, yeah, did you kick him in the head?
No, I was about to when somebody else beside him, because they were actually closer than I was, and they said, would you please be quiet or get the hell out of here and talk in the hallway? And the guy looked at him
they're rude.
You know?
There's people in here. I forgot. I was on my phone.
Much kinder than my solution. My solution would have been to reach over, grab the cell phone away from the guy, and fling it.
Like
in the
dark.
Like those guys in that little thing we saw. Remember that thing
on
the internet?
It's got a custom dial. It's
go,
got a, you know,
go down the street and take a guy's cell phone and smash it on the ground.
Yeah, I know the thing you're talking about.
I can't remember what they're called.
But I'll tell you, my general attitude is you have three answers to this type of problem.
Oh, you're talking about the guys who just run around smashing people's cell phones.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Number one, in this situation, in the theater, I think you have one of three options. One, we can hope that every person in the world will develop common sense and treat each other with respect, understanding, and kindness. Not going to happen.
We can hope.
Number two, I figure we can actually try the Chinese method of putting local jammers inside buildings. Or number three, I can stab you in the fucking neck.
Now, there's a fourth and final option that you have not considered.
The final solution.
Which is turn all governmental control over to me. I have been giving this much thought since our last thing about, you know, last week where everyone was all talking about governmental control. And I honestly think that you should turn all governmental control over to me. And what will happen
What's your platform,
I'll be
Sean?
Really, no, I'll be, no, it doesn't matter what my platform is because I'll reverse it 6 or 7 times within the first month. Just that smokehouse. But, to be honest, what will happen is I'll be really keen and I'll do a really good job for short periods of time. And then I'll become like totally disinterested with it, and I'll not want to do anything. So people will be forced to do things on their own, and then I'll become interested again, and then it'll go like this.
Jack is discovering a sixth method, which is to force somebody to eat it. Okay. Just
Okay.
Do not throw around Chaga Chow. 1, 2. We do not play with live steel on the air, even defending against Chaga Chow. All right. So that's how that works.
Hey, put those elbows away.
I promise I won't play with steel again on the
exactly
air.
Yeah, that's
exactly what happened. Sure,
it doesn't bite. It's friendly.
Bullshit! Have you tasted it?
Yes, it's delicious.
You're a sick fuck.
I know that's how I run cult right now, Roto, you stupid fuck. That's why.
Because that's all he has power over
that's
right now.
That's all I got power over. Fuck, am I ever tired. I get so tired sometimes, man.
You need water. You're dehydrated.
Someone to eat.
Dehydrated.
What? Dak was trying to force Projectile Vomit Man to eat a slice of Shoggoth Chow, as previously described in the program.
So, Kansas.
I like it. It's good.
Kansas is coming into the 18th century.
Woo-hoo! Whether you're able to give blowjobs legally or what?
Restores evolution standards for science class.
No
They've
way.
Brought it back into the books. Amazingly enough.
How did it happen?
No,
they
yanked it.
A year ago? Remember there was a big controversy about them yanking it from the books? I can't remember if they yanked it or whether they... Yeah,
they outlawed
it. Kansas
no,
does have
outlawed.
No bearing in my life.
This is one day following the genetic mapping.
A year after, about a year ago.
Oh, really? There's genes that show us that we're related to monkeys?
What they did was about a year ago, they took evolution off the, they have standardized tests, much like they have in British Columbia,
yeah.
And they just removed all the evolution-related stuff from that biology test so that people that were taught in, alternate, taught in creationist classrooms
mm-hmm.
would be on equal footing.
So they don't get confused.
Evolution's
only an opinion.
Yeah, evolution's only opinion, so therefore we shouldn't make it part of the curriculum because not everybody believes
I don't
it.
Understand why these Christians can't believe that God created this thing that can evolve. Why don't they just believe
because,
that? How hard is it to believe
something
that can die out and...
I'll explain it. It's because, very simply, the Bible states that the world was created, quote-unquote, in 7 days.
The Bible states a lot of
it. I know, but...
It's God's 7 days.
I know, but there is a belief around the Bible. It's called divine inspiration, meaning that God would not allow to have printed his word if it was not entirely true and non-interpretational as any other way than what it's basically given.
What if one day was 50 million years?
I understand.
Or a billion
no,
years?
You don't understand. Remember, I'm actually a Catholic who believes in evolution. Okay.
Okay.
So
does that work?
Lots of
yes.
Catholics.
Okay.
There's the oxy.
Okay.
Who's the
Pope,
moron?
The Pope even said, "Oh, this evolution thing."
Pope got fired.
That
makes
sense. It deserves thought.
Wow, there's a wholehearted endorsement.
Oh, you never endorsed
actually,
anything really.
Actually, expect to see the Catholic Church actually change. Maybe come closer to the 19th century. No.
Really?
Pope John Paul just nominated, or actually I should say canonized, or not canonized, I can't think of the proper
Shot.
Word. No, he brought and created 44 new cardinals.
Oh, really?
All of these cardinals are from the extreme kind of liberal, modern point of view about the Catholic Church,
okay.
Despite the fact that the Pope himself was probably the most non-progressive Pope we've seen in the last 200 years. And when you think about it, that's scary.
non-progressive Pope? But they've got a history of being so liberal.
Actually, the guy that was before John Paul, not the one who died, not John Paul I who died in 48 hours after taking the post. the one before him, I can't
stress.
Think of his name. Oh, God, I'm going to be kicked out of Catholic school.
Who cares? Go on.
He actually was the one who created a lot of the reforms, who dropped Latin from the Mass, who... said that finally, Mass could actually be spoken in whatever the local language is.
Say it's not so.
Well, hell, when I was young, my earliest memories of going to church, I actually spoke Latin. We did the
really?
Whole we did the whole Mass in Latin.
That's some fascinating shit. That's so bad.
Shouldn't
they change it? Now, you don't know Latin. Why? Because of the fucking Pope. He ripped you off in education in Latin.
Let's go kick his ass.
All right.
Let's go get him.
Dead.
He's dead.
Damn.
Dead.
The Pope.
That's the Pope over there.
Not Pope John Paul II.
He's still holding on.
That's not Pope. It's Pope over there. Pope's dead.
And in case you're wondering where the any key was, the Compaq FAQ has the answer for you.
Oh, does it actually?
In case you want to look it up. You're all bewildered. Yes, this is real. This is legitimate. Compaq FAQ, where's the any key? FAQ 2859. This is not a key. When you're instructed to press any key, this means you can press any of the keys on your keyboard, such as the Enter key, R key, or the Space bar.
They actually wrote that.
I've been looking for the any key for so long. I can finally finish some of those games I started.
I want to replace that Windows key with the All Your Bases Belongs to Us key.
Oh, that's a good key. I like that one.
Yeah.
I don't think you can find that one.
Okay.
And now, a brief interlude from Cannibal
Corpse. Does anyone else want the Dr. Pepper?
No, one's my limit. I was inspired by...
God. Shiva.
The television.
Andre S. Thompson.
Same thing.
Anyone
same thing.
Else?
All in one.
I'll have one.
They're one entity.
It's not as cold, but... It's... Duck. Two ducks. Five ducks.
From this very stupid show. And it had a list of 10 questions. And I thought it would be fun to go through these questions one a week. First question is...
Oh, my God. That's really involved. Just do all 10 fucking questions.
Shut up.
You shut up. Okay, I'm going to make a confession on the air right now. Sim's been bitchy all day because he moved far away from where everybody else
was. It's only because I wouldn't kiss him when he came through the door.
There's that, too. I drive a long way to get a little tongue, you know?
That's the magic gun.
I only hugged him with one arm, too. It wasn't a real
hug. You don't bring me flowers.
That's true. But I'm not gay. You had your hand on the man's ass cheek. Well, he had his pants around his ankles. He would have fallen over. For God's sake. Anyway, stop being a bitchy fuck. Read your question. I will take you to the Purple Onion later and introduce you to lots of goth chicks.
Okay, come here. Give me a kiss.
No tongue.
One step at a time, Sean.
You know what this is going to start? You know what this is going to start, don't you? This is going to start those bad scat. You know,
yep.
Stories between Sim and Sean lately.
I always forget the name.
It's like those bad slash.
It has been
radio.
Brought up.
Sim.
Yes. That
no,
has
it has
been brought
no.
up. Yes, it has.
There were, yes.
People
no,
have talked about
radio,
that.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's
radio
done
radio
one.
Flash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that'd be so wrong.
I was going to say.
Look, if people out there are radio, I'm pretty sure there's some.
You know, somebody started it right now. A couple of chicks are like, oh, yeah.
If people,
I'll
yeah,
get
people
right
can
off
write
that,
Bare
yeah.
Naked Ladies Slash. I'm
I was going to try and
yeah,
find
I
one of those
that.
Those Kirk Slash Spock stories and just use the replace word function.
Oh, man.
And so, Jim, you want me to go where no man has gone before.
Oh, yeah, that'd be... I like the one that they did, the actual audio version of that. You know, Kirk and Spock.
Oh, I remember that. That was hysterical.
Do you really want to hurt me? Or
I have,
yeah,
not, seen,
that
I have
audio
not heard
thing.
That. I think I should be glad.
Oh, it's very good. It's very
it was
funny.
Killer. It was killer.
I'll dig it up for next
maybe
show.
Like some, yeah.
It's amazing to me how shitty William Shatner can act. What's your question?
This week's question, is there life after death?
Okay.
And what do you
think? I've got an answer to that one.
Okay.
Well, there's something after that.
Like, do you just stop?
No.
Or do you keep on going?
No, absolutely not.
You don't just stop.
Do we have a definition for it? I don't believe so. But is there something after?
That's something.
Something do is some does some part of the human continue? Yes, I believe so.
No, unless you count reruns.
I'm still.
And why do you think? Why do you think that is?
Why is that?
I think. Humans are so egotistical that they think that, oh yeah, we're so special that
too much evidence.
we're gonna go on after we die.
Okay, for you to think yeah. that is like you telling me that you don't believe in evolution. There's so much evidence that there is something, not specifically what, but something happens after death because there's like ghosts, like quite literally. Billions of sightings of them.
I don't believe in ghosts.
That's nice. I don't give a fuck if you believe in them or not.
Right, but Sim and I both have a similar point of view.
Yeah,
I'm
fucking,
telling you.
He's on my side.
Oh, great. I don't give a shit because they don't care either way. Something
but
happens
I,
after
I
that.
Think
trying
those
to convince
like,
us?
No, I don't have to convince
care.
You. I don't give a fuck. You guys can say
I
that,
think
you know,
those ghost
world
sightings.
Of all I fucking care.
I think those ghost sightings
talking,
are that the kind of thing that people just see all of a sudden, like it's one in a million chance, and this million person comes up and says, "I saw a ghost. It was over there."
There are lots and lots and lots,
not
lots of UFO
well,
sightings
but,
too.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean that there's real UFOs.
We're not talking about UFOs.
Now, before I state this, this is not me coming down on you. I actually agree
sure.
with you.
Yeah, sure.
I do actually believe there are some things, but as to what most of the ghost sightings are,
sure.
and quite possibly what most of the UFO sightings are, is they prove there are huge runs of granite in the earth.
Yeah.
That's why.
No. That yeah. when they're compressed, they release a certain electromagnetic pulse.
Uh-huh.
This electromagnetic pulse affects certain centers of the human brain that cause visual, auditory and emotional responses.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually recently, or actually a couple years ago at Berkeley, created what they called a VR ghost. It's a helmet that creates these exact exact same magnetic fields, which cause a person to actually have a deeply emotional, physical, and visual.
They really thought that ghost was there.
Yeah,
even though they knew the helmet was on, everything.
It's not just
where there was
not,
a ghost.
Not just a ghost. This also would give an answer to why at one point in certain areas, especially in England, which has massive areas of this, there were fairy sightings, then they became ghost sightings, then they became angel sightings, then they became UFO sightings.
Yes, that's what they're saying. It's the evolution of things.
It's
like,
basically
the
cultural perspective. In other words, what the human brain...
Because we have space travel, it's UFOs now.
What we believe these things to be as our brain tries to interpret this information, simply like exactly like dream.
Okay, I've got a small demon I conjured held in a small fishbowl in the back of my car that I've been feeding him nothing but Girl Scout cookies.
Bring him up.
For 6 months.
Sure. Bring him up
I'm
here.
I'm outside and I'll show
him
to you.
I never said.
If you take your medication on a regular basis, you won't notice that anymore.
I'm just going to sell this little faggot to the
I'd like to make one more point, and that is, even if what Uncle Dak is talking about isn't true, now, regardless of whether it's true or not, just because we don't know why we think we see ghosts and UFOs doesn't mean that they are ghosts and UFOs. There are...
That's...
However,
we don't have to...
It's part of it.
The same argument. This is the argument I get from Christians whenever they start to stumble on their facts and are no longer able to argue. They say, well, look at all this stuff. Where do you think it came from? Well, I don't know where it came from, but that doesn't mean it's God. It isn't God because we don't know where, except the fact that you don't know where it came from.
Oh.
You don't have to create
it. No, I don't know where it came from either, but there's something because there's
Sean, to your
why?
No, there doesn't.
Why does there have to be?
Because there's, okay, if light comes through the wall, ball of light comes through the wall, everything inside the room bleeds. Now, we got five people in the room, okay? You got an Indian guy who goes, it's a great spirit, it's angry with us. We got an atheist who sits there and goes, well, we're all fucking, you know, granites fucking with our head.
Yeah.
And we have, some Muslim who says, you know, it's Shiva or whatever. There's all these different things. And I'm sitting there going, okay, all I see here is a light came through the wall. Drexel's absolutely correct. Something happened here. We're not sure what it is. Okay, if there are so many different versions, there's so many people all over the planet who've all had near-death, encounters with dead relatives, all that kind of shit. I don't know what it is after death. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's temporary. I don't even know if everybody gets it.
I think it's just people's fear of death.
Sure, but...
there's going to be life after death.
Too much, in my opinion... There's too much evidence and too much shit in history to state that there's something.
Sean, what I was going to say there, sure, especially to like count your demon in your the back of your car in the fishbowl.
Sure.
There are other phenomena which people have observed, recorded, and have factual evidence on that do not fit into kind of the transitory electromagnetic phenomena I was talking about.
Sure.
So there are other events or phenomena that do exist that definitely prove the existence of some level of something unknown.
Remember,
in
ancient Egypt, they thought that the fact that cats had like static electricity, like you get zapped from your cat occasionally, they thought that was like evidence of their divine powers.
Evidence.
Now we know better.
It was proof.
It was evidence
and proof of divine powers of cats.
How much occult research have you done?
No, but that doesn't mean that
I don't trust the people that do
kind of
occult there
research.
Is more evidence I think of we something see. Happening after death than there is that we landed on the fucking moon.
Why?
If you believe that we landed on the fucking moon, because there is only so much text and proof that we landed on the moon, other than these people
we have
went
video
there
of it.
Oh, great! I've got video
we
of
people that went there and came back.
That could be fake,
Sean. It could be fake. That's right. But I understand video, and I understand all that, and I have seen video work,
well,
and
course,
I understand.
And we know conclusively that the moon landing was done in the background of
Hollywood. How we could go to the moon. I understand that it's very possible for us to go to the moon. I don't see any evidence that tells me that there's some other... I can never deny that it's possible they're spirits. I don't believe they exist.
Why don't we see more spirits? Why don't they communicate with us more?
Why don't we get them on video more?
If they're so profound, they've been here for centuries.
Okay.
We never catch them on video.
Yeah, we do, actually. There is lots of
actually,
video
there's
footage.
A lot. There's a lot.
There's a fucking ton. You have done no research into the occult. Nothing. Not a fucking book. You've never cracked a spine.
You have no right to say, oh, there's worse. Where's all the evidence? It's all over the fucking
place.
Is
it that conclusive?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's like, oh, yeah, there's another.
There's Jim. Another one.
This is getting boring.
Fucking,
we have so many videos of these ghosts. Damn it, jeez.
It's not
easy
to find.
There is a lot of things, but the problem is, in every case, the event and the phenomena is so transitory because of its just general nature.
But why is it so transitory?
It doesn't matter why it's transitory.
Why isn't it like Ghostbusters in the movie? Why isn't there tons of ghosts?
As to whether it's like
every
why
year
it's like that.
There's
ridiculous.
Millions more dead people. Why isn't there billions of ghosts wandering around?
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
Because you can't explain
why?
It, that does
Who
not
cares?
Mean it doesn't
exactly.
exist.
Exactly. What does it matter if it's not how you would picture
plants
ghosts
and animals
to be?
Are constantly
that has nothing to do with anything.
Why isn't the planet overrun with dandelions right now? I mean, we don't know. I mean, my whole perspective on it is we don't know either way, and we can't. Nobody here, like,
my,
we can all have opinions, but we can't make an absolute statement either way because none of us have.
For life after death, my belief in it is almost entirely faith-based, which means I have no logical
response. A lot of it
response.
Has to be.
You know, it does. I agree.
Yeah.
For my scientific argument in Sean's thing, the best argument I've heard to this is the amount of energy the body releases at the point of death.
Don't fiddle with your mic.
It is actually greater than the entire...
Aren't we grumpy?
No, it's no, every no. show. I listen to the archives.
There is more energy released than the potential body should have.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is
it's magically stopped.
I think that is probably the highest, at least the only technical belief right now, the proof that we have of a possibility of something contained in the human, to use a word, the human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple fact of the way human consciousness works, which we don't entirely understand.
Yeah.
It's beyond simply, we've already proven in several different ways that it's beyond the simple electrochemical phenomena that we thought made up the human intelligence.
There's also the whole fact is there's
I believe
things.
In the energy part. Everything has energy.
Yes.
There's also the fact
that
like
intelligence or anything.
You know, there are certain things that you cannot prove and you will never be able to prove.
It's just beyond our comprehension right now.
And there's also in the world
never.
Of sort of a paranormal phenomena. There's also a whole lot of fakery and bullshit
yes,
going
that's
on.
That's the unfortunate.
You know,
part,
like the like you
it's
know people who take
it.
Photos of your aura for $5,
and it's an amazing aura that you also get from a warm bowl of spaghetti. Unfortunately,
that's right. The spaghetti has a soul too.
Did you ever?
Don't discount the spaghetti.
What spaghetti?
What
my shoes are glowing. Shoes
what,
have soul.
It's soul food.
I want some of that fucking spaghetti.
If what anyone what they're talking.
Oh my god! It's crud puppy.
Then you get the fucking crystal people and the fucking past life regressions and the Shirley McLean's
and the psychic surgeons.
Why is everybody all related? No, okay, psychic surgery is something, that's something that can be measured.
That's something that
can be measured. Hi, I have a tumor. Here's the x-rays of the tumor. Shamanic guy goes, does a ritual. Tumor is gone now.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately,
no, gone, physically gone, removed from the body. There is nothing there now. There was a huge, massive growth on his leg. It is now gone.
Unfortunately, Sean, most psychic surgery is complete bullshit.
Oh yeah,
most
oh, yeah.
of it,
oh,
like 99%.
I've never heard of a
real one.
I've heard of two real ones.
Yeah.
I've heard of two.
Yeah, they're very rare. They are very rare, but they do exist.
There was a war.
The nice thing is, you know, but there are fucking people who argue against the cult and afterlife and all that kind of stuff. Is they're like, yeah, you know, I drive to my school every day and then I go and I do my job and I've never seen anything that fucking endeavors me to believe there's anything past life regression whatsoever. Whereas the guy who's been to like Haiti and all over the fucking planet goes, well, I've seen something. Oh, you're full of shit. You know, people never travel anywhere. They never do anything. They do no research and they expect, you know, Satan to show up on their front doorstep and go, hi, I'm the devil. Just to let you know I'm real. I'm in your neighborhood, all right? See you around. Right on. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, go look. Don't just sit there and expect it to show up on your fucking door.
Just wondering why they would hide from us.
The world doesn't give a fuck about you. Well, go look for something, and we'll go look whether or not it's real or not. Try to disprove
one, I think most of these phenomena, especially the ones that we're talking about, have to deal with the very strange nature of the way the human intellect works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we all agree that there are things, more things in the human mind than simply, you know, the
but
straight thoughts.
But if you look for something, you'll probably find it, whether it's there or not.
Scientists have the same thing.
There you go.
We have,
on.
But
that's a good one.
Actually, we have proven it.
It's true.
We have proven something.
Yeah, it is true.
Well,
sure.
Okay, with the
point being, is you can deceive yourself. So if you
don't look for anything,
I freak myself out, even though I'm a
complete atheist. After I watch a horror movie, I'm all alone in my house. The lights are out. I'm freaked out. Why? I don't know. I shouldn't
this
be.
This gets back to that whole Pillars of Reality
right?
thing, okay?
But you're asking what they have proven? They've, what was it? Was it Berkeley or was it MIT? MIT took, the people have the ability to manipulate probability. The amount of fact. They have an electronic counter
probability.
that counts between simple 1 and 0. So
okay.
And if you let this thing run for a million years, it'll come up 50%.
Okay, yeah.
Person comes on, he focuses on either 1 or 0.
That's another topic, but...
But well, that there you go.
That's something else.
That is,
that's
but that is a phenomena that
yes.
people have proven.
Yes.
Fucking free.
What?
What did he say?
Alien abduction?
That's another question. I have a whole bunch of other questions.
Yes.
Right now we're going to play a song that you will all enjoy.
Okay.
It's from our friends from Whitney High.
Ah!
And they're doing a song called Primary Reinforcement.
Ah, the fucking helmet head!
They're back with a vengeance. This is the kids.
I want like Judas Priest to do
a cover of one of their songs.
You
better watch out, or the insects will get you.
Big heavy metal show. I want like Blackie Lawless and Wasp. Fucking
two whole cover albums. They've got these guys have two albums out. You know,
that's more
kids
than
kids of Whitney High. I know. You only have one album.
Yeah, but
you got to catch up.
Yeah, but it's better.
These kids are pretty talented.
I can tie my
How many Grammys
shoes?
Have you won?
You can tie your own shoes.
He's got a better shot than Philip Michael Thomas.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
So here they are, kids of Whitney High, Primary Reinforcement.
What the hell is this shit doing? This is what the hell. Thank you.
Is it done? No.
You should mix this. You should
all
mix.
Aboard!
You hear me now? We'll see you next week.
Raises Zippo.
Oh God!
The kids of Whitney High.
I don't know how I can follow that, but I'll try.
They are Down syndrome kids who have recorded two albums of that.
Only you could follow that.
Who
would buy it? I'd buy it.
Why?
Both albums.
Because it's funny.
Why? Because I'd broadcast it towards my neighbor's house in Psychops Warfare.
Like the whole idea. Makes me feel ill.
You weren't here for that special Let's Trash the Helmet Head episode, were you?
You know, I have no problem with joking
about
mental
about that
cases.
Episode. That was a bad episode.
They have a great outlook on life. They're happy all
the
time.
How the fuck do you know?
They're smiling all the time.
Well, so what?
And if you leave them in a room, in rooms together by themselves,
they'll
just start fucking.
Yes, they will.
Some albums evoke a feeling. This one is kind of fleshy, crawly.
Okay.
All over the flesh.
What if everybody on the planet started having Down syndrome?
We wouldn't function very well as a society.
Oh, our society would fall apart. Think about that now. No, seriously. What if
every child born from now on
had Down syndrome?
Wow, a lot of research would go into Down syndrome really quick, wouldn't it?
No, the world would end soon.
Yep.
The world would end. The human race would get fucked over.
Yeah, that would be correct.
We'd all be working at McDonald's.
We'd be back to the fucking chimp stage.
Yeah, the planet would
no,
probably be
picking ants out of logs.
That
would
not true.
Pollution
would
be gone.
That's not true. We wouldn't be back to the
chimp
stage because chimps
you found utopia,
have the ability to take care of themselves probably a lot
actually,
better.
I've seen
the path
some of these.
To happiness is a blessing, then, I guess.
I think you found utopia. A world of Down syndrome.
I should research the gene and make it an airborne gene.
Oh, my God.
So that all their children born have
Down syndrome.
Smoke health, I'm declaring a medical emergency. You're now in charge.
Didn't hear you.
You have an extra chromosome 13.
Uh-huh.
So it's like most.
One too many.
It's actually pretty common to get these kinds of things. It's just that trisomy 13 is like one of the few ones where the embryo survives. Like most other times, if you have like an
it kills the embryo. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Most of the time, if you get an extra chromosome, like it basically just means that the chromosome separated badly at some point.
And it basically breaks the entire chromosome apart.
Normally it screws you up enough to having an extra chromosome that you know, like in development, like the embryo, fetus, whatever, just isn't going to work. But in the case of trisomy 13, you can still manage.
Makes it through.
Yeah. So it's not an airborne gene.
Hey,
it's not likely that way. And
I could make it that way.
We could get those little nanobots infect everyone.
From what I understand of the logic, somebody who has trisomy 13 would have a hard time having kids subsequently.
You don't have time to work on that anyway. You're still way behind on the giant robots and two-headed cats.
Giant robots, two-headed cats first. Get your priorities straight.
I still got the Book of the Damned, too.
Okay, so I shall get on with my...
You hear me now? See you next week.
Well, okay, now we'll try this again. Let's see. I'm on the bus.
Again?
Every night, 2 hours each way.
What are the odds?
So I get on the bus, and I sit down. Now, this is my bus going home. It's a little bit after 12. It's just about midnight.
Okay.
It's late. I'm tired. I'm looking forward to a death shift the next day. So I'm figuring I'm going to go home and get some sleep. Now, there's about 4 or 5 people on the bus, which is average for this run. This kid comes on. Tall, skinny, wearing the baggy-ass clothes.
Yo.
There's, no, I've said, there's 4 other people on the bus. Mm. He sits next to me. Okay, now he's pissed me off.
Grim servant of death.
He's pissed me off, number one. There is now, I've changed my attitude.
I don't understand.
I've changed my
the
attitude.
The first principle of asshole magnetization is demonstrated. The asshole always sits next to Uncle Dad.
Yeah, he does.
We should follow you. We should go on a Saturday, or when you have a day off on a Saturday, with the video camera. We'll ride the bus all day long. I want to witness this firsthand.
Go hard.
How this works.
Go hard.
So
I just don't understand it.
Okay, number two. Supernatural things avoid video cameras.
Yeah, I know. It'll run away from it.
The supernatural being.
Number two. The kid. Now, like I said, I've changed my attitude. I used to be a real hard ass when it came to drugs. No, I did. I was so totally against drugs because of some shit that happened in my past. But I have changed it. I still do not use.
The drugs don't hate you.
But I do not instantly think that everybody who like, not just deals, anybody who, like, uses should be, like, burned at the stake.
Drugs save. Let them. Drugs love you.
I was afraid they were going to start giving them
drugs
to me.
Drugs never stopped loving you.
It's okay.
All your Down syndrome kids are belong to me.
Okay, so...
All your drugs are
the kid is so, however, has been taking so much fucking weed. He's been using so much.
Like,
I can see, like, the wave lines coming off this kid. It's just like there's scent lines coming from this kid. I'm like, damn. My eyes are watering. I'm getting a contact high sitting next to this kid.
Dak's getting more hungry.
Send him over my place.
So then after about a couple of stops, he goes, hey, man, do you know what time it is? And I'm like, 5 after 12. What? 5 after 12. What? I hold my watch up and say, 5 after 12. He has to grab my wrist and stare at my watch with a confused look for at least a good 30 seconds. Before.
And it doesn't even have hands on it, does it?
No, it's a digital watch.
512.
And he's like, thanks.
1205, sir.
He's like, thanks. And he kind of like leaves me alone. Then I guess he saw either, I don't know if he knows this chick or if it was just some girl he thought was hot. Because he leaps out of the chair, pops across the aisle and starts banging on the window and opens the top window, starts yelling out, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, it's like going on, and I'm like going, okay, now he's like made noise.
Oh, he's just being friendly.
He's a friendly guy.
This is how junkies say hello.
But this is Desmond in his aggravated stage, so everything you do just makes
what
it worse.
What has he done? He sat beside you and asked the time.
He's
not as bad as the Down syndrome guy that was bothering
him. I know, but...
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Would you like to read my poetry?
Stage two of asshole magnetization. Attracting the attention of Uncle Dad.
So he's going on, and I'm like, okay, I'm just ignoring him now. And we go on a couple more stops, and then he does the real stupid thing. He reaches over, he grabs the emergency release for the window.
Oh, okay. No.
And pulls it.
All your emergency
releases. Big red shiny lever.
No, doesn't pull the
jolly
doesn't pull the brake. But what happens is the window falls over. Yes. Doesn't fall out because it's on a hinge.
Oh, okay.
But it falls over.
Smash.
It didn't break, but the thing is the window kind of fell off, and all of a sudden the driver's like, what the hell? And I'm like, at this point, I've just lost my temper. I jump out of my seat. I go over, and he's kind of like looking at it. I grab him by the back of the neck, and I shove his face down into the seat, so I'm just holding him there.
Yeah.
He's yelling. The driver is like, I'm like, driver, you want to stop? And he like stops, and he comes over. He's like, the kid is yelling and screaming, and I'm just holding him there. I actually have like, I clamped onto the back of his head so hard, I bruised my thumb. It's been hurting me for like 2 days.
Wow.
Ow.
You bruise your thumb.
Yeah.
Imagine his neck. Thumb is much more resilient than the neck.
Owie. My I can't feel half my face.
The window falls out, the bus decompresses, everyone's sucked into traffic. I think I'm going to sponsor Smokehouse.
That is so good.
Ray should sponsor Smokehouse. He's going to be our IRC sponsor.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
I hold the kid
down.
Send
him your money now.
The driver comes over and he's like, what are you doing to that kid? What the hell happened? I went, the idiot opened the emergency release. And he's like looking down and he's like, let go of him. And I'm like, no, I've got a better idea. Why don't you go back, sit down, get the bus up to as much speed as possible, and I'll throw him out the window.
Because it's big enough now.
Yeah, he's opened it. I'll just throw him out the window. The bus driver has a look of complete and utter fucking horror on his face.
He doesn't know your past.
If I'd been sitting on the bus, I would say, Jesus Christ, man, you've gone completely fucking sideways. I'm going to get off this bus. I don't want to be partying to any kind of fucking...
How about we flatten all the tires and hide it under the bridge?
Fuck that. Not today, thank you very much.
No, thank you kindly.
So the driver says, let go of him. So I let go of him, but I hold on to his collar and everything. What the hell did you do that for? I went, shut up. Calls the cops.
Uncle Zach, bully for justice.
He calls me. They call the transit thing because apparently doing this is actually... I did not know this. You can be charged with vandalizing...
And by grabbing him by the neck, you could be charged with assault.
Yeah, technically. But they show up
They
show up and they basically take the kid away, and it takes the friggin' idiots at like transit a good like 10 minutes to figure out the way to actually get the window back in.
Well, that's because they're five union guys all holding one brain.
Yeah,
got
I know.
The brain? Who's got the brain?
I left the brain at home.
You got the brain. You see them talking in a big circle. You got the brain.
I took the whole brain home last night.
Did you bring the brain in this morning? No, my wife needed it. Fuck.
Isn't that a game you can get at, like,
yes.
Local?
Give me the brain.
Yeah,
it's an amazing game.
Yeah, give
really?
Me the brain. We bought it. Yes, it is insane. You're basically, you're a zombie McDonald's worker. And you're
what?
You're a zombie McDonald's
this
worker.
This sounds fun already.
Yeah, it is. And the idea is to try to...
Is this live action?
No.
Tell me this is live action.
No, it's a little card game that you play.
Oh,
you play a DVD and skip chapters, right? Come on. Oh, damn.
And you can get it, if you go to Imperial Games in Richmond, you can get it in English and Polish.
You know what I think
don't
we should do?
Ask
we should
me why.
The logical translation for BCers. Polish.
We should have a game that would be like the ultimate extreme
what a Polish
sport.
Feel.
We need to have people go out and hunt hunters. During hunting season, when people go out to shoot deer and shit, you stalk through the forest, and when they go to shoot a deer, you bow-fuck this guy to a tree. Poing, fuck. And you like go up and you dispatch him, and then you skin him, dress him, bring him to the beach.
It's really easy, too, because they usually wear those bright day-glow colors that blend into the background as far as the deer is concerned, because they don't
be
have
awesome
color vision.
What would be awesome if you dressed up, if you want to make it really fair...
So that you don't shoot them.
How do you think the grizzlies feel now?
Yeah.
What would be awesome is if you dressed up like
say
a bear.
Say fair is fair.
If you dressed up
yes.
like a bear and did that, because
like that commercial.
You have a chance of being shot. Right?
Sign me up.
So then it's
no, bear. Dress up like a bear. Don't bring a bow. Beat the crap out of him.
No,
then
no.
leave.
No, bring a shotgun.
Leave him conscious. Beat him unconscious. A bear attacked me. Do that
this,
all day long.
They find this. Can you imagine? You're
sneak
a hunter. You're a hunter. You see a grizzly bear. Suddenly the grizzly bear is pointing a big-ass gun at you. Holy shit, they're fighting back.
You know,
shoot him in the leg. What's he going
to
say to the game warden?
Right to
grizzly shot
you
me.
You need a line of bears. One bear can, like, rustle the bushes
but
the hunters out, and the other bears can set up behind a blind shooting them as they come.
No, you set up a lure. You set up a lure. Jack Daniels.
But this bear motif
eventually
leads to the punchline, you didn't come up here for the hunting, did you?
Oh.
There's a whole series that you can do with this. You can sit there and you can have, like, this... You know, you can hunt them directly. You can hunt them indirectly. You could skin them. You could skin and dress them. But rather than just use the bear's blood,
you don't
want to
waste
you could just
the
kill
meat.
Them. You could just kill them and take their gallbladders.
That'd be funny.
And then, these hunters are found lying in the forest, cut open with no gallbladders.
Yeah. What a tragedy. Not
what
only
a
that,
waste.
What would be really sweet is if rather than dressing up like a bear, you dressed up like a ninja. And you just dispatch them
you know,
with like a bow and
drop
like,
them from the tree.
You know, can I just for those of you who are Americans have no idea where this is coming from. What's going on right now is the BC government, which is in its last months before an election where it's going to get kicked its on its ass out and switch
finally
for another party. For the other party, which we have no evidence is any better, they're just different. Any case, they put in this legislation saying that bears there's like a moratorium on grizzly bear hunting. Because, you know, they're not really sure how
many
you know,
bears we have left.
Yeah, so they're putting a moratorium so they can at least get a count, so they can at least
that,
get started
that,
on concert probation.
That's got nothing to do why they're putting that moratorium.
Well, it's
on
also
it.
Got political reasons, obviously.
Yeah, no, that's the only reason why they're doing it. The NDP doesn't give a fuck.
No,
they,
the NDP
really
doesn't give
care.
A fuck, but at least this would be the logical argument, and this is why people have been lobbying the government to make this change. Now,
I agree with
now,
the change, but it's costing BC like millions of dollars to do this.
Is it really?
Yeah. Ooh, fuck yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, you bet it is.
Considering
the thing
this
is, there's been a lot of debate in the local
newspapers. Poor BC,
newspaper,
they're losing
the,
millions
the
of dollars by not hunting down grizzly bears.
We're not.
Damn.
Well, the thing
so
is,
what?
The thing,
oh no, I'm all for it.
But
I'm all for it.
Is
this
the
potential
being,
money they're losing?
The
no, no, this
being,
is money. No, no, no.
Or is it real money?
Let her finish. Let her finish. Let her finish.
Sure, yeah, I'll finish too.
This is the point being is there's been a lot of controversy in the local newspapers. Most of the hunters think, well, you're trying to impose your ethics on us, or well, we don't waste that meat. You know, those have been the kind of arguments they've been saying.
Oh, I totally agree with the ban.
Like,
I don't think we should on
which
them.
Is like, yeah, and the thing is, there's also the issue that a lot of this grizzly bear hunting is done for their gallbladders. This is not being done for the benefit of people who want to go out and hunt grizzlies. A lot of this is done for either trophy hunting, like simple trophy hunting, or, you know, where you get just basically dropped into the forest, you shoot the bear, you go home. You know, this is there's no.
Do you know,
any, like some,
do you know how much people pay to do that?
Yes.
They do pay a lot of money, but
like a lot, like $55,000.
Yes,
to
but
do that.
Yes, but what is the can we this is the trade-off. How much is a bear worth in money versus how much is it worth?
No,
to the
absolutely. I don't think we should be running around killing grizzly bears. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that by doing that, BC lost millions of dollars because there's people on waiting lists. I have
the
a
thing
story
is,
out here.
How much money do we get in revenue from people who like to go as tourists and see living grizzly bears?
They estimate
and this
that
is the other. This is you have to balance that.
Oh yeah,
like
I don't give
too.
A fuck. I don't give a fuck either way. I don't think we should be hunting grizzly bears. I'd say again.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just.
My general opinion is forget about all the thing. I'm going to get right down to the like. I agree with Sean. As far as I'm concerned, you have the last large predator in North America. Here, a little bit down into the United States and a little bit into Alaska, and that's it. It doesn't exist anywhere else. One time this animal was over all of North America, we've killed it off the rest of the place.
Yep. And Kodiak grizzlies are rarer than that. Kodiak grizzlies are like fucking
also
Vancouver
ghost
only.
Bears.
Ghost bears in
ghost
BC, the only
in
place,
BC.
Place in the world.
I don't even know what the fuck a ghost bear is.
Ghost bears are white grizzly bears.
They're white, black, they're white black bears.
Black bears, okay.
Black
yeah, they
bears
only
are completely
live on
white
one
or yellow.
Island. They only live on one island in the Queen Charlotte's.
And we're now logging on their island.
And, and they're trying to keep the location of said island secret, like which of the hundreds of islands in the Queen Charlotte's it is. But, there's guys in Asia that figure a gallbladder from a white grizzly bear would be really fucking good.
And
or,
so what if there's no more
really
gallbladders
love.
From white grizzly bears in the future because at least I got one.
Well, yeah, it's just
as far as I'm concerned, killing an...
This is a really expensive jacket, because it was made from the fur of an ultra-rare grizzly.
Isn't the human race just fucking great?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know, there was... we were talking... Apparently, unfortunately, a cougar had to be shot on Vancouver Island over the last couple of days.
This
doing
is what
bad
happens
things?
When you...
No, the cougar shoved its... The cougar has no deer to eat. So it basically went down.
Cougars really don't mind going and eating people.
Yeah.
At all.
Especially,
like, not even a little bit.
Hey, if you have no food.
Especially on Vancouver Island. They've always proven there is a different breed.
No, it's like, there's a deer, there's a person. I'm going to go eat that person now.
So the
cougars, because you're slower. You're slower. No nails, no teeth. Just
no
meat,
fur.
Meat, no fur.
We're
meat,
chewy.
And if you don't have a stick with a sort of shiny end to it, then you're fair game. Because
I don't think the cougars can recognize guns.
Humans
actually,
are fat,
too. It was a joke.
Most animals in the wild don't get fat.
For future
humans
reference.
Are fat. Fat humans.
Fat.
Well, actually, humans are a lousy prey animal because of we're a carnivore.
Yeah.
You look at most big game animals, they will not attack other carnivores because, carnivores taste shitty.
There's actually another reason to it is that most carnivores fail in their attacks. Like, the general, on average, most... So, you know, going up against something else that also has big-ass teeth and claws and shit is just not going to be
worth
your time.
No. But were we?
Despite the fact that we're weak and we don't have claws and teeth, we act like a carnivore in our response.
Yeah.
When we're attacked, we normally sometimes, if we don't run, if we do, we act like a prey animal. When they bring us down, we then do something that prey animals don't do. You bring down you bring down a prey animal, and it will only fight in the way that it'll basically try and push away to keep running.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings, when they're panicked, will fight. That's something that only other carnivores
do. We don't roll
do.
Up into a ball.
We're also
like,
a megafauna.
You'll
we're
stick your
large.
Thumbs in the cougar's eye and poke it and, you know, pinch,
kick him in the
ears
groin.
And scratch its face.
And We're also megafauna. We're also this is the thing, we qualify as megafauna. We are big animals.
And it's
not going to be worth your, you know, again, it's one of these things. You know, North America, actually all the continents used to be loaded with animals that are plenty bigger than humans, you know. But
there's these dinosaurs.
No, I'm talking about things like giant sloths, mammoths,
giant sloth
things
mammoths.
Like that. You know,
since humans showed up on the continent,
these always tend to coincide with the times that the megafauna suddenly disappeared really quickly, like within the space of a couple thousand years. Right.
There was a recent incident where they found a cave with bones from a saber tooth. The bones are only 500 years old.
That's God.
Pretty recent, actually.
Yes, it was in Carpathian Mountains.
Wow.
Ah! Mowgli Mambe.
Still chance for the saber tooth, then.
Mowgli Mambe.
No,
maybe
no,
out there?
On,
for
fine.
Sure.
Mowgli Mambe.
We would know by now.
What are you talking about? The 16th century,
yeah.
There were saber tooth tigers. I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Mowgli Mambe.
Well, did I mention...
Sean, do you have a problem?
are we doing the equivalent of monkey noises and throwing our own feces?
No, Mowgli Mambe. The fucking thing from the Amazon base.
Oh, no. No, that's from Africa. Mowgli Mambe.
Yeah, that's the one.
There's a very good chance that there may be a dinosaur or some megafauna left in Africa and the Congo.
Oh, really?
They have enough proof. They have sound. They have... shape. They have footprints, and they also have some feces that doesn't.
Only one kind of dinosaur would shit like this.
It sounds.
Or only one kind of. Only a dinosaur could make shit this big.
It sounds funny, but the thing is, the idea that there might be a very small. I don't believe that it's actually a dinosaur. I believe what you're looking at is an unknown species of either sloth or hippo.
No, it's turnip.
Well, hell,
it's a turnip. It's a large wandering turnip.
In Sumatra.
In Sumatra, they have turnips.
You make all
of
this.
You're both right. You're both right. It's a dessert and a floor wax.
If we can get coelacanths popping up, we think
coelacanths.
What's a coelacanth?
Coelacanth. Coelacanths are the Navy SEALs who've got can openers.
Fish that have like the round head.
They thought they were extinct for like millions of years, and then a while back they actually fished one up.
The ocean is very big. I believe there's lots of things in the ocean.
Crawling the wall over there.
It's a moth or something.
Spider.
It's a spider.
It is not a moth.
It's
don't
a
crawl.
Spider.
Very okay, well, anyhow, there's
and they don't have eight legs.
In Sim.
That's actually a jumping spider, and I think we should kill it.
Don't kill it. Put it outside.
Don't kill it now, Sean. Don't listen to him. He's wrong.
It'll be on your conscience.
No, it won't be on your conscience. It'll be on your napkin or whatever it is you kill it with.
You could have rescued the spider. Instead, you killed it, and there will be an overabundance of flies.
There will not be an overabundance of flies merely because one spider is dead.
Whoa, everybody, relax.
Kill the spider.
Don't kill the spider.
I won't relax until you kill the spider.
Well, he's crawling towards the corner now.
Don't kill the spider.
We're doing a play on a spider.
Okay, while Dax is rescuing the spider.
Oh, you know what else exciting happened
this week?
I saw
that you're going to put the spider in a bowl.
It'll be washed.
From.
It's not being eaten from
be
anymore.
Be aware, that is a jumping spider.
That's a jumping Dak. Be aware.
It's a Chilean jumping spider.
It's a small spider.
Relate the quish.
Get it.
Don't get the Mowgli Mambe. Fucking giant Sumatrian spiders.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio, who's this?
Hey, it's Sophio. Kill the fucking spider.
No. Claire. Kill the spider. I hung up on him. We're not killing any spider. Just touch the... You're getting crumbs all over the...
But he's not killing the spider, is he?
That's great. Now it...
Okay. Put it outside off the balcony.
Leave the room with your gods.
Put it on the balcony. Or
not
over
on the
balcony. Or over
the
balcony.
Drop it.
Things that small can survive a fall. Or just throw it into the trees.
Yes.
You can throw a waiting bird.
you throw a bug down a well, it dusts itself off. You throw a mouse down a well,
dead.
It'll shake it, it might be a bit shaken
it'll
at
break
the bottom.
A leg.
It'll break a leg or something, but it'll be okay. You throw a horse down a well, it splashes.
If you throw a whale down a well,
it gets caught in the mouth,
where'd you
put it?
Put it upside into the bushes over there.
Okay, good.
Good on you, sir.
I didn't hear a toilet flush.
Dak killed the spider. No, I didn't. You ate it, didn't you?
Thank you, Dak, for rescuing the spider.
It was melted.
Okay, I'm thinking that...
Spiders kill flies and other creatures that I don't like. I'd rather have spiders than flies. What would you rather have, Sean?
I'm sorry, I have more respect. I have more respect for every other living thing on this planet than I do any human being.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. This is
longer.
Spider. Okay.
They're killing.
That was a very nice statement.
They're killing out of survival, not maliciousness.
No. Very simply,
like people do.
Very simply, every one of these creatures.
I kill because I'm a bad man.
Yes.
That's all. I got opposable thumbs and master of fire, and I will dominate the race 2x4. I don't give a fuck. I want them all dead. I want mounds and morons of spider corpses as far as the eye can see. I want spiders to sing songs to their children about the legend that is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, Spider Slayer. And they'll be like, oh, and then there was the dark times where these spiders all skinny in little camps and shit. And I'll be like all marching and all my guys like fucking Zophiel and shit will all be like,
tell us about the dark ages of Sean Kennedy.
And it'll be like, oh, it's a spider holocaust.
When the world wasn't
safe. And all the flies will be like building monuments to me and shit. And it'll be like, you know, I'll never have a fly in my house again. They'll be like, you know.
On the outside of Sean's windows, flies spell out death to spiders.
Death to spiders and like, I would like become Lord of Flies, and they would like descend
the Lord of the Flies
from my fingertips, and I'd have like a conch and shit. It'd be great. All right,
we're gonna play the vampire
then.
Vampire theme.
The entire argument was too fucking unbelievable.
Wow.
All right.
From now on, Sean comes up with the discussion topics.
Mine are all brilliant.
Definitely.
I saw
brilliant asterisk. Brilliant asterisk. See below.
Oh, exactly.
It's all relative terms, isn't it?
Let her tell her story. I love this.
About?
No, it's not. It's really not all that interesting. Like,
type it up, Jack.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe what she told me. It was fucking fantastic. It blew my mind.
I rushed home and told
everyone
Boys,
I knew.
The Backstreet Boys are afflicting our city.
I phoned my relatives.
So they were, and they spent a few days here. So I was at one of the downtown shopping malls and walking through the mall. And I noticed there's like a small gathering of people around one of the stores up ahead. So I'm thinking, okay, so what's going on? Was there a recent robbery? Is there like a Ginsu knife demonstration going on?
Turns out
it was a Backstreet Boy was in the store. They'd like closed the door. There was a Backstreet Boy shopping in there with like his bodyguard. And there was like half a dozen other people in there, probably just random shoppers that had just been just stuck in there. God knows what.
A Backstreet Boy
now,
bodyguard.
This is the funny thing is.
There's a job.
Now this is a funny thing. No. If you saw
I'm
this guy, you wouldn't
who?
Fuck with him no matter who he was protecting. But the point being, the funny thing was that most of the people that are like ogling this guy in the fishbowl here, he's the guy with the wacky
fishbowl.
The one that has like the always wears
I don't
the
know
hats and the ugly
any
sideburns.
Of them.
Anyways,
who cares?
Most of the people that are like ogling are not teenage girls. They're just like random passersby. They're all like, a famous person? Famous person?
Where's
There's
the accident?
There's a famous person? And I kept thinking, you know, and this guy is just, you know, he's minding his own damn business. He's looking at the shoes, right? I'm thinking to myself, if he had just turned and waved, said, hi, everybody, these people would, I am sure, have suddenly just like gone and like turned around and fucked off. Like, no, I wasn't looking at the Backstreet Boy. I'm a straight adult white male.
Just because we're in BC.
I
would have
just stand there and heckled him. I went, you don't really sing. You're not really talented,
I'm so sure that he hasn't heard that shit before.
He hears it every night when he closes his eyes.
There's that dark
voice that calls to him from his subconscious that say that.
Honestly,
you
I
have
not
no
known.
Talent.
You have been bought and paid for,
useless fuck.
I don't really. Care about the Backstreet.
Millie Vanilli, we're better than you are.
I don't care.
Your talent rests solely in the hands of your producer.
I don't.
Who cares? He's rich.
Well, the thing is, I don't.
He doesn't probably care.
Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Backstreet Boys are like green ketchup. They're like Pokemon spaghetti. They're like they're a product made
they
for
are
market
a product.
Which doesn't include me.
You should tell them, how does it feel to be a product?
Look, they you can't
fucking
sing.
I'm sure
actors,
making a
shitload
of money.
They're successful actors. But they act like singers.
True.
You know, they probably can sing. I imagine
they have
like
to be able
somebody
to sing,
else.
Yeah.
Sing
now, when
for
when
them.
Girl on the Left picked up myself, Uncle Dak, and PVM for. To come out here to the show. She told us a story, and PVM became very irate that she did not make an attempt sacrificed her life to basically take the lives of one of the Backstreet Boys.
There were too many witnesses.
How selfish of you.
Now, I can understand. I can completely, you know,
she
empathize.
She was scoping out the area.
No. I mean, there's times where you miss these shots. I myself missed an opportunity to push.
What the hell was that?
What's his name from
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff off a roof of a building.
Oh,
he was standing on an edge. Standing on an edge. All it would have taken
was this pre-Baywatch?
This was after Baywatch.
Oh, okay, well, that doesn't help much, does it?
I could have basically just pushed him.
You're only
him
helping
off
the German people.
I know. I could have not really so much saving ended his career, but because it was all the damage was already done at that point. But I could have made him pay for his crimes, and I didn't do it because I somehow valued my freedom and not actually going to prison. I mean, I understand.
You'd be hailed as a hero, but you'd still have to go to prison.
Yes, no, I mean, you know,
it's a catch 22.
Many people who take a positive active stance in society are deemed criminals by it.
Yes, that's fair.
I'm sorry, but given the right jurisdiction, no jury would convict him.
Yeah, if it was in Texas,
he needs
he'd probably
a jury of his peers. They wouldn't. He wouldn't get convicted.
No, my peers would not convict me.
He'd be
my
like,
peers,
"It's Dave Hasselhoff.
Well, take me out for a beer." You know?
Are you joking? Get him out of that dock. We're gonna play the vampire theme. Made by Vampire Creep.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
This is always cool when somebody sends something in that they make, whether it's a rant or a piece of music or
we like
anything.
I haven't heard this, so this
we
is cool.
Like stuff.
We
that
like
stuff.
You know, it fills time. It's time we don't have to make up
and
crap
we
to
like
tell you
things that fill time. That's oh. Why I'm employed by Rant Radio.
We're looking for half-hour rants, 2-hour rants. The show's 3 hours.
That's
or else I'll tell you more stories about AJ.
That's what Sean is. He's just our biggest piece of fill.
That's what I am.
It's
I
like
am.
An automatic program that kicks in if there's a quarter
I'm like
second
the fluff
of space.
That's right.
In
that's
the
right.
Audio.
I'm the fluff that became self-aware and is now out for blood. I am a piece of post-production, post-consumer bullshit that came alive and said, "Wait a minute, I'm empty inside.
I'm a marketable.
I am just. I have a fuck." Fucking expiry date. Fuck this. I am way past due and I got a kukri.
Oh, while it's fresh in my head. There's like...
Don't puke.
How would you describe that as? It's like a pullover. A black pullover left over from New Year's. If it's yours, please tell me. What does it say on it? Does it have a brand? Is it branded?
Is that actually...
Does
that
it have
Kurtz?
A size?
So is that Kurtz?
Might be.
Was he at New Year's?
Yes, was
take
he?
It, give it to Kurt.
Please, take it away from me.
There we go.
It's haunting me.
Play the vampire theme.
A new low, the Rant Radio Lost and Found.
Dad's smelling it.
We should
he's
do it.
Smelling it to see if it that smells
is,
right.
That's
it's,
what
a lot, it's a human lost art, is the art of smelling things.
No, I.
Oh, believe- no, his is dead.
No, he's hoping that a woman owned it. All right.
No, it's in the man. It's the man. They
oh, this smells good.
And,
I haven't smelled this in years.
That's sick.
You know, there's vending machines in Japan. Never mind. Okay.
It's
vending
a
machines in Japan.
It's a top. It's a not top. A bottom. It's a top.
Sweat? They're still sweating. Okay, here's the vampire theme.
Vampire theme.
Something's fucking up. Whatever. We can tell the story after the vampire theme. Like an intro to a movie, can't you see that?
Just running.
Yeah, that, yes.
Yeah,
it's
be,
like
a good,
looping,
be good
like
that.
A looping sound.
It'd be good for that.
And 5 degrees.
Don't even mention that. Oh, fuck. Never mind.
We're not talking about it.
We're not mentioning it.
We're not mentioning it. It's not on the air.
And Drexel has a story.
Do you have a story?
I have a story.
Tell me about the fucking golf shoes.
Where are it? No, wrong one.
Finish the fucking story. What about the glands?
Okay. Wait, here's my intro. Yeah, that's applicable because I'm a courier.
Okay. It's a courier story.
Wow.
Okay, I think you should,
yeah.
I think you should
Hail
keep that.
From the Loomis truck.
I think you should keep that legit.
Suck ass.
And you should rip that out and just have, that's applicable because I'm a Loomis driver. And that'll be part of his intro. Right there. You should have that. And that's applicable because I'm a Loomis driver.
All right. Loomis drivers are couriers, just so you know. I'm a courier.
Not the armed one, because they don't exist anymore.
You're a fucking mailman.
Not in Canada. The rest of the world
is
has
that them. Supposed to be an insult?
Well, not really, no.
Well, no.
Were you trying to aggravate me?
At least you actually do something.
Mailmen are bold and noble.
I would love to be a mailman.
They go through sleet
and
hail.
That'd be excellent.
You run around all day.
The professor actually was a mailman for a while.
Really?
Very well, Clavin. On with the story.
Sorry.
All right. It's not that interesting. I don't know if it can stand up to having an intro.
Mailman.
So, your hopes are all high. That the reason I'm talking is I have something interesting to tell you.
Dude, I told a story about seeing a fucking Backstreet Boy shopping for
shoes.
That
was not
Go
bad.
Go ahead.
All right.
I'm sure
so
I can top
I'm
that.
I'm having a busy day, delivering packages for Loomis Courier. So, I've got all this stuff to do, and I'm sitting in the alley.
Sleeping.
Reading a book, actually. I was reading a book. Because I was really
what
busy.
What book was that?
Sounds like a busy day.
The Great War, A Walk in Hell.
Good book.
Don't know.
Anyways. And I'm sitting there and I'm reading my book and people are dying from machine gun fire. It's excellent. And some old woman approaches my door and I'm sort of in a alley, street,
does
very
she,
weird situation.
Does she have legs or is she dragging herself solely by her hands?
No, she has legs.
Very fast.
She's this little old lady. And she has some sort of problems with acne on her face or something. I don't know. Maybe she fell
she
on the sidewalk.
She has open, weeping sores.
Yes, so close to that. Don't interrupt my story.
Sorry, I'm
you're going to make the old lady more interesting than my
Sean's
story.
Color.
And that just won't do.
Sean's right. The color man.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed because I hate it when people approach my van. They're usually asking for something.
Trouble.
And even if it's just, where is the next corner, I don't wish to have to, you know, stop reading my book in order to tell them.
So you'd respect them more if they walked up to your window and said, hey, fuck you! And walked off.
No, I would respect them more if they just kept walking and ignored me.
What if they just wanted their mail?
That annoyed me more than anything. People approaching my van and saying, do you have an envelope for me? If I had an envelope for you, pal, would I not be going up to you wherever you are and delivering it, fuckface? Thanks for coming out.
You
I'm sitting in the alley, which means I have nothing left to do. Okay.
Someone snuck up and, like, you know, deflated all your tires. This would be
bad.
This would be a reason to pull out the kukri and go postal.
Because
postal.
That's right.
Drexel's part of the kukri club.
Anyway,
so a woman comes up.
And she's holding in her hand a
open
piece of paper. And the piece of paper says on it Canadian, and then it has a little dollar sign. And she's holding it up for me to see as a prop, you know, for what she's about to say. And she says, "Excuse me, but do you know if Loomis uses Canadian funds?"
In a much thicker accent.
And
than
she says it in this sort of weird Eastern European accent the little old ladies have. And I say,
they
what?
They developed that over time.
I say, understandably, what? And she looks at me and she says, I am speaking English words. You know, in her really shit-up, broken-up English. In other words, I'm speaking English, fuckface. Why can't you understand what I'm saying? And so again, I say, of course, what? And she says it again. Do you know if Loomis uses English funds? And I say, what are you getting at, right? I mean, really, like, what does that mean?
Where is this going?
Exactly. What would you take from that? Do you know if Loomis uses English funds? I don't know that Loomis buys anything. They're really, you know,
I'm guessing she wants to know that can she pay for Loomis services?
No, this is not what she's asking. And that's not what I thought.
Hi, do you have a question about Drexel's story?
Whoa, dude.
No.
Okay, so, I'm starting to lose patience. Well,
you?
Really, I lost patience before she started talking
you
to me.
You lost patience on
but
the way
But now
to
I'm
work.
Starting to feel justified in having lost patience.
Yes,
this
that's
woman.
Always a good feeling.
Okay. And I say, what is it you're trying to say to me? Because I don't understand.
Now, here's your first mistake. You responded in the language that she spoke to you in. The proper response at this point is, no hablo inglés.
Okay, anyways. So she's standing there. She's holding a piece of paper in her hand that says Canadian with a dollar sign. And I'm wondering to myself, why are you holding a piece of paper in your hand that says Canadian dollars on it when those are the only words I'm clearly understanding that are coming out of your mouth, right? Why do you need to have that written down? Why didn't you write down exactly what you wanted to say?
The actual question that could
she thinks
have an
and
answer.
And she says to me, she says, it is known that Loomis prints its own money. And I'm like, whoa, stop.
At this stage, this is awesome.
If they,
this is when
if
the
they
entire
could,
conversation
If they
shifts.
Did, wouldn't they be able to pay you a hell of a lot more?
No, this is when the whole conversation stops. This is when you go, my God, she's onto me. And you look and say, you must tell no one. And slam the door of the van and drive off.
Unfortunately, I didn't take that angle. I just started to get really amused but annoyed because I don't, like I said, I don't like people coming up and talking to me. I don't really like people
at all.
Yeah, but she's
crazy.
And crazy people I like even less.
Crazy people are great.
I
love
what
crazy
is that
people.
What the hell is
was that?
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't like
deal
it.
With
it's
it later.
The shadows.
Deal with it later.
There's shadows in here.
Ghosts.
They made sounds like
damn,
that.
Damn, that hurts.
Of course
no, no, the shadows from Babylon 5. If you ever watch Babylon like, 5, they make these little
very loud, high-pitched noises.
There was a,
my story's not interesting enough
shut up.
To have interludes from Babylon 5, okay?
Sorry.
You start talking about other things.
So
and
Loomis is well known to print his own money.
It's already anticlimactic, my story now.
Okay, let's hear it.
I already said I was sorry.
Anyways, I've lost track. I told her, you know, I have no interest in talking to you. Please skitter away.
Is that what you said verbatim?
Yes. Please, now skitter away.
That's the most dickle, that's like such a dick thing to say. You are a crazy person. You will
please
leave
go
me
out.
Now.
Yes.
You go. You come back.
You go
more.
Now.
She said twice, you know, she said, are you using Canadian funds? I said, yeah, well, you know, when I go to a store and I use cash, it's Canadian money. Does Loomis? I don't know. I don't. I work for Loomis. I am not Loomis. Please,
the truth
I have no interest in talking to you. Please skitter away. And she starts muttering some sort of, oh, yeah, no. And she walked away.
You should have said, I am Loomis.
I
have another story.
And we are many.
Oh, besides the many crazy people I deal with on the bus, I had one person that was really great when I was working. This is a long time ago, way back even before the hospital.
Oh, this isn't a hospital story?
No, this would be okay. A pre-hospital story. This is when I was working for Bill, one of our local... Bill Foote is a local comic book shop.
Yes, Bill Foote is well known around here.
He used to have, besides the comic shop, he also had a used bookstore. And I'm in the used bookstore. I'm mining. It was a great job because essentially Bill just wanted me to like show up and make sure that no one walked off with everything.
Thing.
You know, the little stuff that they like stole while I wasn't really paying attention and reading. It's cool. Just don't actually take the whole stock, you know.
Don't make it noticeable.
Did he go out of business?
Yeah, he did.
Still has a coin store, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Okay. So I'm in there and this woman comes in and she's like, Can I ask you a question? And I'm like thinking she's asking for some book or something like that. And I'm
my
like,
response when I was working at the comic shop when somebody will ask that, you know, I didn't say it. Most of the time I didn't say it. But it was no. And that's what I wanted to say. No, I'm busy thinking about, you know, sex.
You know,
Superman and sex or whatever. Why are you bothering me? Just because I work here doesn't mean you have the right to come up to me and ask for service.
Say, please ask me questions above my head.
You really need to take a break, man. You don't have to be a fuck every single day of your life.
And this is Sean Kennedy
saying this.
No kidding.
No. I am very nice to people.
Sean
I'm
Kennedy
standing,
almost pulls out his kukri in traffic because they looked at him wrong.
That will piss me off. Okay.
Two minutes ago, you were toying with your knife and just about licking it. Now you're just like, you have to be a nice person.
I told you I don't really like people.
No, I went into a mall.
In general,
I went into the other Bill Foote's establishment in the Evergreen Mall.
Yep.
Where in the Evergreen Mall? There's a little embroidery shop. Yeah.
Wow.
There's a little embroidery shop. okay, or a little fucking engraving shop or smokes where they sell smokes and bong pipes and weird, ugly, shitty knives. And on the wall outside, he's got this piece of paper which talks about UFOs over Las Vegas and shit like that. So I go walking in there, and there's this old people, they gravitate to the mall, right? That's where they go. There's like,
they wait outside
to do,
for it
must
to
be
open.
Consumer. Whoop, off they go.
It has air conditioning.
So they're inside, and there's
and
like
people.
There's like 12 fucking old people all standing around this booth in like a semicircle. I think they're going to join hands and begin chanting. Okay.
They're giving a demonstration.
And no. They're all reading this fucking thing because they do that. They all walk by, and I walk in wearing my black combat pants, boots, my cult jacket. This is relatively
this
recent.
Is recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
I walk in there, and they're all, like, looking at it, you know. And they were looking at
you
it before
the
I
thing.
Got there. So I walk up, I'm reading this fucking wall thing here, you know. I'm like, they're talking about how, you know, the aliens are coming, and they're
oh,
got a ship, geosynchronously stationed above Las Vegas. You've read this.
No. Is this the Raelians again?
No. It's
okay.
Different psychos. where they have their Star Cruiser parked over Las Vegas, disguised as a cloud. And,
okay.
And like,
there's
oh, yeah.
no cloudless days in Las Vegas then.
Anyway, so
sometimes it goes away.
I'm not actually going to try to justify arguing that. If some cult member is phoning my fucking phone right now, I'll kill them. Okay, just one sec. I have to take this.
You're
well, getting
like
back to my original
theater.
Story, what I was talking about, this old woman comes in, says, "Can I ask you a question?" And I said, "Go ahead." And she's like, "Have you heard, do you have any books about AIDS?" And I'm thinking, I said, "I don't actually think we have anything in new, because this isn't a new bookstore, it's used."
Yeah.
And as far as I know, we don't have anything in stock on like, you know, the AIDS epidemic.
Only when it was classified as a war agent in 19, whatever?
60-something.
60-something,
yeah. well, actually, never mind, I won't go into that. But anyhow, so this... she said, no. I don't mean. I mean, do you know personally anything about AIDS? I'm thinking like, okay, the wacko alarm is starting to ring.
Yep.
I went. It's a virus. You catch it through sexually transmitted disease. It's a sexually transmitted disease, or you can also get it through infusion of blood. Or you also can...
Blood.
Yeah, pretty much basically body fluids. And she's like going, no, you're wrong. I'm thinking,
here it comes.
It's caused by people who haven't accepted the Lamb of God.
Oh.
I'm like,
AIDS is God's punishment.
Yes.
Yeah, and then she says...
So anybody who repents is automatically
cleared
then
she
of AIDS.
Says... You see, and what I have here, and she holds up this little yellow plastic bottle, is the oil of the Lamb of God. I went,
does it come from snakes, perhaps?
the snake's in your fucking head.
Snake oil salesman.
So she's like, I'm going, oh, really? Well, that's nice. I have to
should
get back
how
to,
much?
I have to get back to, like, checking the stock here. If you need help with anything.
How much does God want to save my soul?
So, no, I'm like, I kind of like giving her the brush off, the polite brush off, but the definite, I'm brushing you off now, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm going back, I'm kind of reading, and I watch her, and she's wondering.
How do you get oil from the Lamb of God? Without killing it.
And so she goes over.
No, it's you
kill lambs
in
the.
You sacrifice a lamb to God.
And then I notice she's doing something. And all of a sudden I get this smell. And I'm like, lady, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like,
God.
And she's like rubbing this fucking, and it's rancid fish oil or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, lady, get the hell out of the fucking store before I call the cops. And then she's like, well, I have to anoint this so there's no AIDS because I like this place and I've been in here. And even though you have bad books, you have good books in here because I was able to buy a copy of the Bible twice here. And I'm like going, get the fuck out of the store!
Oh, God.
What was she anointing?
Rancid fish oil.
No,
she rubbed it on.
What did
she
rub it on?
The fucking counter, the frames for the bookshelves.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I should have called the cops, but the thing is, because, like, I mean...
How about I anoint this stuff on the sidewalk?
Then I know that
at least do it outside.
Then I know at least she'll, like, you know, possibly get some fucking help.
She's trying to do good.
Yeah, I know, but you see, the thing is...
All these crazy people are trying to do good.
Yeah.
They're all trying to save you or take you to someplace good.
If God is so wonderful, you don't need to save me. He will when I die.
That's right.
Well, I'm a good person. Lady, get out of the store.
I'll go
to heaven in my own way.
God has better tools than rancid oil.
someone once said, a fanatic is someone who does what God would do if only he knew all the facts.
Yeah,
and I'm like going, okay, that's it. That's it. Thank you. Come on, let's move along. Come on, that's
move along, lady.
It's like, oh God, I had to clean that up too, which means I actually had to work that day
rather than
rancid fish oil.
Yeah,
at least you hope it was rancid fish oil.
No, it's what it smelled like.
Not
it
some other like, yellow like, bodily fluid.
It smelled like it smelled like fucking tuna drippings. It was disgusting.
Okay,
don't
so
think
now
about
we
that.
Do know what it is.
So holy probably, tuna drippings.
So she probably like fried up a tuna melt for herself and
you know,
and
I just about I see what happens is at my work, my work number is forwarded to myself.
It's great.
Yeah, so it's 8:30 on Sunday night.
Who's calling you at work?
No, it was a guy phoning into the drawing board, and because I now shut it off. But because I didn't shut off my drawing board forwarding, it went to my cell phone.
Mm.
This guy pulls up and goes, hello? Hi. Is this Sean? Yes, it is. He goes, yeah, I was phoning for the drawing board. Are you aware that it is 8:30 on Sunday night, sir? I'm really sorry. Like the poor son of a bitch was just phoning up to me with a message, and I like ripped his fucking face off. I felt really bad. I'm like, I don't mean to call you on a Sunday night or anything. Do you know what fucking time it is? He's like, I guess I lend a certain presence when I'm actually aggravated with people. You know,
maybe,
like,
huh?
No, not at all.
I actually felt bad. I'm like, nah, this guy's probably a customer. I shouldn't really shit all over him, right? It's my own fucking fault for not turning it off, right? So I can't really fucking...
Put fear into your customers.
So I said, well, no. I said, sorry, it's just I got a little agitated there. You know how it is when you're a tech. Because what happened is, see, my ISP, the people we buy our bulk from, changed their dial-up number and didn't tell me. So I had 86 clients who tried to log in the morning with their number, and, oh, we're not getting anything.
Why is everyone sending me the woman song? It is dumb. Please stop sending it to me.
What is the woman song? I don't want to hear it because you said it's dumb. That's good enough for me.
I don't know, some comedian. Halfway funny. This is your old Uncle Dak, Bully for Justice.
Somebody did a
black and white kind of, I'll make it big for you. There you go.
Anyway.
I like it. Thank you.
I think this guy's on crack.
Nixter did that. Thank you, Nixter.
Thank you, Nixter.
Oh, well, whatever.
And Sean K, the fucking man, Spider Slayer.
Give me a break.
Sean K did not kill the spider, in fact.
What do you think I was doing when I was answering the phone?
Killing spiders.
He's up there hunting for the spider, looking for the spider.
Oh, Nixter's all happy because he got his sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. He's been, like, ICQing everybody about it.
His fight hoodie.
Yeah.
Cult
fight hoodie.
Fight jacket.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And also, everyone who is consciously waiting their orders going, that motherfucker ripped me off!
I didn't get a bitch
money, and I still have not seen my shit! Like Trillium, like I think Music God 1, like all these people who have every right to try to nail my nuts to a board. The reason why it's taking so fucking long, and I should say this, I'm sorry to talk about cult stuff, but whatever. So
go ahead.
In 2 weeks, if Sean doesn't send it to you, I'll give you his home address.
That's fine. Number 301-566-9201-83, Langley. Come get some.
Never mind. Never mind.
Bus 301 to come up.
He's waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm the one in the corner. Anyway, so...
Thinking back, I don't think anybody would, in their right mind, go and visit you.
I'm going to go to Sean's house and fuck him up.
Have you heard anything Sean has said in the past 2 years?
Incidentally,
he will kill you.
Reference Treat Williams, Thing to Do in Denver When You're Dead. Enough said.
Yeah. I am Godzilla. You are Japan.
And God help you if my wife catches you. Then you're really up shit creek.
Oh.
You will know.
Anyway.
The wrath of the Dark One.
You will, in fact. I'm going to sell my cult gear so I can get blood. I'm strangely comfortable with that.
Skit says, you'll be dead before you buzz 301. You'll be 30. Because your finger was moving towards the one.
That's when like, the Ronin I don't know about, you just, like, spade it out of existence. Sean needs our help. I'm going to become a Gili monster and hide around in his garden. My wife will be all gardening. She'll be all, ow! Ah, fuck! Sean, get your cult members out of the garden. All cult members rise from the garden. Oh.
15 people really get up and leave.
You know.
Yeah. Where's our lawn?
Okay, it's not like, all the cult members. All the cult members that were the lawn, come back and lay down.
We like that lawn.
We like that lawn. It was a good lawn.
Okay.
Why don't I win the lottery? You know, if I won the lottery...
Things would go very bad.
No, it would be great.
I think the government is plotting against you winning the lottery because bad things would happen.
If I won the lottery, I've been talking with the professor.
Things would get purchased that people don't want you to purchase.
No, no, I would buy.
Have you been hearing those big, big, big ads on the radio, Sean?
I've been thinking. I don't pay. Hey, I don't buy the lottery. I don't pay the stupid tax. Okay, I don't do that.
I do. Whenever it gets over,
I rest. Fool.
Well, no, I know. I don't stand a chance in hell of...
But you never know.
No, no. You know why I do it? I'll be completely honest why I do. Because I'm buying hope. Not that I'll win money. I'm buying it so I can actually
Put on the violin there, Jack.
That I can actually have that fantasy where I tell my boss to go fuck himself.
You're buying hope, Dak.
Yes, I am. I'm buying hope. I'm buying a dream. I'm going out there, and I'm laying my money down.
What would you do if you got that money, Dak?
What would I do?
Would you help sick children?
No. I'd leave all of you.
Sailor Moon music in the background. I'm telling you, it's from Sailor Moon.
It's now what the hell music.
I believe
sure Sailor Moon didn't
now,
make it
do
up.
Do a search on Napster for
no.
We believe you,
violent
you insane anime
you.
Freak.
It's open source music. There's no copyrights on classical music.
You know the
that's
thing
why,
is that?
That's why cartoons use it, so they don't have to pay
don't
any
think
money.
I it's a piece of classically written music. I believe it was written for Sailor Moon.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I don't think
sure
so. It had a different name. It said, like, Sweet Five...
Okay, maybe
some,
so.
Okay,
some
long,
I
don't know. Long German
getting back
name.
To the whole what we do if we'd win the lottery versus focusing on
you know,
accoutrements.
You know, the thing is, normally if I have my little fantasies, they have to be based on reality.
I don't hear about the sheep.
No, no, my little fantasies like rescuing, like... You know, people from terrorists.
I have that one too.
Oh you know what? Oh my god, guy with an assault rifle. Well, first I'd run him over, and then I'd pick up his assault rifle. Then what'd I do? Oh wait, there's more guys. They got assault rifles too. All right, well, I start killing that guy and that guy and that guy.
I thought you said it had to be
they don't know I'm here. Anyways.
And you're doing this because it's realistic.
No, no, it has to. But
I'm
that
with
could
her.
Happen. See, wait, no, no. See, I don't
Rambo,
have. Well, no,
they
no, no,
can
no.
Fire
wait.
At me and they'll miss.
Stop. See, you don't even know what my fantasy is. They're not sending me. I'm telling them. Listen.
I know what your fantasy is.
I'm mocking you.
Okay, now I don't have an assault rifle. So my fantasy has to have the enemy with an assault rifle. I have to take one out and take the assault rifle. Why? Because I don't have one in my
head. Oh, that makes it so much more.
Shut up.
I'm pulling the chain on the information train. I'm getting off.
You're see how it makes sense. The fantasy has to make sense. So I have to get the weapon that I don't have from them.
I am not attacking you.
Please stop sharing with us.
So I have...
Let him speak.
I have a kukri in my van. Why? Mainly so that I have a weapon I can say in my fantasies, well, it's there!
Yes,
I can assault
and that's why
with my kukri because it's there!
That's why I put up the Bare Naked Ladies website in the hopes that they'll come to my page saying, wow, this is really fucking cool. We want to have her as our
very
personal
interesting.
Web designer
anyway.
And take her on tour with us.
That's wonderful. Anyway, but in the
show.
One aspect in my life
that's
where my fantasies do not have to revolve
and
around being
be
realistic.
Shut up!
You want to be a Bare Naked Ladies fluffer.
Is the lottery. I still daydream about winning the lottery.
Ew,
never buy a ticket.
I
break my own rule.
Normal joke is no, that's Steve's job. But
I would like
there's
to.
There's only one wonderful
like
thing to do now, girl on the left. You must kill Samaria.
I think that
was a good joke.
I think just to,
people's jaws drop.
Just to brush up on that, my actual fantasy is surprisingly similar to Drexel's. Only mine is not rescuing people from terrorists. It's when I'm walking down the street and I see like this young Chinese girl being dragged into a car, and of course I kill everyone in that car. After hanging on the windshield, Terminator style, and then I get lit on fire somehow.
I have that one too.
But I'm cool with that. And then I find out that the little girl is actually, what this was a Tong Triad hit, and like it was actually the Tong trying to get at the daughter of like the major head Triad guy in Vancouver, and he like brings me
and
to his
now
house.
Now you're
and then,
in their good
book. No. Then they torture me because they think I'm with the other guys. They torture me for like days. And then the truth comes out, and they feel so ashamed and honor bound by this that they say that I can kill the guys who are torturing me, but I say, no, that's okay. And then they, like, give me, like, a 1-800 number
Sean?
That I can call.
Sean,
yeah.
Sean, Drex.
That's my fantasy.
No, fantasies. Everybody has fantasies.
Okay.
1-800
But
you,
I'd like
you can
to
call for what?
I'd like to thank
mostly,
the two of you for doing something.
Chinese
me,
food. What's that?
For making me think and realize that you know the little
my mic is too close to the monitor.
The little
okay.
kind
Thank
of
you.
You know day pictures that kind of run through my mind on a random
He's
basis that
away.
Are going on are relatively
tame.
Tame.
Yeah, but you have reality. You ride the bus. You get to be
well,
the bully for justice
and you,
every day.
And you
I have nothing.
Flying fan. Yeah.
I have nothing.
Working in front of a computer every day is like a sensory deprivation tank. After a while, you begin to create sensory for yourself, and life becomes much like Unreal or Quake or Half-Life.
My fantasy
myself
is
to
have millions of listeners so they can actually appreciate this show. That would be very nice. Have millions of listeners.
Yeah, what I,
that's your
our name? Show is damn good, and it could be is just as good as, or better than any other show on the radio right now. These people tune in every week. If we were on the radio, we would dominate.
I don't think so.
I
Holy
think so.
Shit, Sim, you're scaring the fuck out of me because you're saying this with the kind of conviction.
How do you think?
That,
how do you like? How do you
these
think
people
Tom
every
Green
week
got
show
so
up?
Fucking popular?
Yeah.
He started as a fucking local
You know how
cable
long
show.
Sean Tom Green did that for?
Did you
like 5 years before he even got on the comedy
do,
network.
Do you know something? I have to say that if Tom Green, I have to agree with Sim on this. You know, I used to think that when we did our stuff that we're like, why on God's green earth? Would people listen to us? And then like I said, I actually listened to some of the other, I heard some of the other stuff that was out there. I saw Tom Green, I saw some of the other stuff, and I came to realize, and I'm not like patting myself on the back, that in comparison,
we
are actually relatively intelligent.
We're not that bad.
Yeah, we're not that
They're
bad.
They're not that bad. We're not
really
that bad. They're not
look
that good.
Look what Tom Green's got. He's got an acting, quote unquote, acting career.
Yeah,
and Drew Barrymore.
Hey, he made good.
He did well.
And okay.
This is not bad for a man with no chin.
Yeah, it's all
and one ball.
And one ball.
You could not pay me. You could not pay me to fuck Drew Barrymore because I'd always feel like I was humping my little sister because I keep seeing her in like you know E.T.
Oh,
and you're like,
that message was never there until now.
And I was like,
and
Drew Barrymore, and I'm like E.T.
There.
Thank you, Flower
She's
Pot.
She's ugly
yeah,
anyway.
Go. What's that?
She is ugly anyway.
I actually thought
and
she was,
thinks she's ugly too because she flashes her breasts on TV all the time.
I thought she was actually
to
looking,
validate herself.
I thought she was looking kind of cute in Charlie's Angels.
Cold, brutal. Wow, that's like cold even for
I
you.
Think she's looking kind of cute on what's that guy late night show David Letterman where she stood up on his desk and took her top
that's
off.
That's what he was just talking about.
Yeah, she's done that. Many times.
Okay, it's
good for her.
What
well,
were we talking
you know,
about?
Oh,
yeah.
This is
now,
what happens when you,
Tom
take,
Green,
when you go out of your mind on drugs
there,
before you're
there
like,
is a group
old
of people who are running around in the United States. Apparently, me and Sim ran into this. Were these assholes? This is kind of rewinding a bit here, but Tom Green reminded me of it. These guys, they run around.
It's in Britain.
If they see, is it in Britain?
Yeah.
They see you talking on a cell phone.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Just talking
on the
on
street.
A,
if they see you talking on a cell
yourself.
Phone, they run up. Grab your cell phone, throw it on the ground, and smash it.
Boy, would they be in for a treat if they did that to me.
And I'm like, motherfucker, do you have any idea
no,
the extents and lengths at which I would pursue you?
No, I have to.
Okay.
I have to. No,
those
I have
people.
To.
You had better wing me
no,
really,
I,
really good.
I have to admit.
People run a big
I have, to, admi- I have to admit
crazy.
That if
Huge.
I saw them do this to somebody like some yuppie, that had no connection to me or mine, I would chuckle my ass
oh,
off.
Oh, it's funny watching it done to other people.
But if
but
they did,
think
they
about
did
it.
If they did it to
funny
somebody, if they did it to somebody
else.
Who looked like they didn't
Dang.
Deserve it, or they did it to me or mine.
Some people have $1,000 cell phones.
People
my
who
cell
need
phone's
their
like
cell phones
fuck,
for like
fuck $1,000 cell phone. $200 is a lot of money
I,
when
I
you
would,
don't got it.
I would honestly hold these guys under a double decker bus for half an hour.
Can we do it? If
How about this?
With
cell phones that are free when you sign up for the service. But now I have to go back and get another
I don't,
one.
I don't
that's
care.
A pain in the ass. That's enough for me to kill you.
I don't
it's like losing your wallet. It's not losing your wallet. It's the pain of getting it all back.
The best part is
that they don't steal your cell phone and run. No, no. They steal your cell phone, and the big thing with them is they show it to you, and they make sure you see them smash it.
Yes.
Now let's assume
they're
for
also
a moment,
wearing cell phone
outfits. I would love that. I'd
it's
be wow.
Funny.
They're so concentrated on my cell phone.
So they're limited and they're running
open.
Oh, that's
right
smart.
Now, wow.
Now that I've told you this,
you'll probably be aware for it. But because like your brain would go, hey, these little fuckers, you grab cell phones. But like
it's
I could see it happening
where I'm talking on a cell phone. You're concentrating on what the fuck some asshole's talking about when he can't connect to the internet. And it's like, snatch, your phone's gone. You look over, the guy's standing, he goes, smash! And for like a second there, you're like, holy fuck.
That's what the people are doing. They're like,
holy fuck, just
going on.
Don't they dress up as well?
Yes, they dress up as
cell phones.
Full cell phone. They can't run.
Yeah, they dress up as a cell phone.
I don't know how they get away from these people.
How they dress up like a cell phone.
Like a bad horror movie. Oh, trip.
Do you know what it is?
Are you sure this isn't a hoax?
No.
I'll tell you what it is. It is honestly because
but it's not.
Most people, when confronted with violence or something like that, have you ever...
Like, what are you going to do when you catch them?
I've told you about how, like, most of the fights go with me and other people.
Drag them into an alley.
What do they do? This is how most people start a fight. Oh, you fucking want to go? There's a lot of loud talk. There's a couple of shoving type things.
Yeah,
I
universal.
Personally don't believe. Sean doesn't believe in that.
No.
I don't believe in that.
Do you want to go? Smack.
I usually
not a 15-minute martial arts... Kick him.
I usually lead.
I will beat you with my superior kung fu.
I usually lead with a punch to the throat.
Oh yeah, that works.
Oh, trust me, it works.
Enemy is to be dispatched.
Yeah, see, I have a thing about throwing the first punch. I don't throw the first. I can't.
I do
throw the first punch.
But okay, same with Zach, right?
Okay,
you don't normally throw the first punch.
This is relative to the story I was going to tell. I was driving to work Friday morning, Saturday morning, and. Some guy, we're merging, and this guy pulls up beside me, not quite beside me, just a bit behind me, as the lanes are merging, and so I'm like, well, that's sort of stupid, and I just continue going on, and now he runs out of room. There's no more room for his car, and he has to slam on the brakes. Now he lays on the horn, and I don't mean he lays on the horn for like 5 seconds, which is a really, really, really long time for horn. I mean he holds it down
for about 2 minutes. He climbs
straight.
On top of the horn. He basically... Yeah. Pitches a tent. He begins to set up camp.
He's holding the horn down for a really long time. And he's fingering me. So what do I do? Of course, I slam on the brakes. Right? So, you know, this is my power. I'm in front of you. You have nowhere to go. So I slam on the brakes, and you have to slam on the brakes. It makes me feel powerful and shows you that I think you're a fuckface.
You know what's really
And that I have no respect for you, and the fact that you're fingering me means nothing to me.
It's louder now.
Okay. Now, the guy's... Pissed off. He's tailgating. He's swerving back and forth. He's yelling at me, pull over. He's holding the horn down the whole time.
Pull over, yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
We get out of the off-ramp, and we're on to Knight Street. There's now three lanes. He passes me and starts swerving and trying to run me off the road. Breaking. There's at least 2 points where we came hair's width from smashing into each other.
No.
Okay, now, and the whole time he's trying to get me to pull over.
I would have pulled over.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I would have too.
You would have,
I'm thinking the whole time, I'm sitting there going, yeah, motherfucker, I'm going to pull over, and my fist is going to be in your face before you get out of your fucking car.
You're being really nice. You have
No, but I didn't. No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a rational person. You're not going to pull a knife out to someone who doesn't have a knife. How can you justify that?
Very easily.
I am very
justification oriented. All to yourself later.
Yes, that's fine. Anyways, you know what? Justify it to your cellmate who's fucking you in the ass because you decide to pull a knife out in a fist fight. Okay, anyways, regardless, it doesn't matter.
So I'm driving along.
Okay, just... I'm driving there, and I didn't pull over. Okay? I didn't pull over. The guy is trying his best to run me off the road. I'm not fucking kidding. He's willing to risk his car. It's like a car chase in a movie.
Quick question, what kind of car was it? What kind of car is it driving?
Some white, big white sedan.
Is it a nice car?
Than mine. Somewhat.
Okay.
But I have a nicer van, if you want my opinion.
But he's going to wreck
I do the fake thing. You know, I turn right real fast, and then I zoom left, and I get up past him because he's slowing down to get in my way, right?
Yeah.
But then he accelerates past me because I'm on natural gas,
have the fight
and
music
the switch over takes too long.
Put on the Star Trek fight music.
So what occurs to me...
That's why we have the sound effect.
Yeah.
So what occurs to me... I should call the fucking cops on this guy. Okay, because I'm not pulling over, and the reason I'm not pulling over is this is what's going through my head. Now, I could say lots of things like, you know...
If he pulls over, he's going to try and hit you?
This is what happens if you pull over and you're not willing to throw the first punch.
Right.
If he's big, if he's bigger than you, he stomps your guts out. If he's smaller than you, he suddenly loses the urge to fight.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of what Dak just said, pushing each other for 10 minutes, going, you want to fucking go? You want to fucking go? Okay, go ahead, punch me. No, no, you punch me. Right? And
no,
I didn't want to deal with that.
Fight
and
that's animal not kingdom do not actually happen. You just have some posing.
What was going through my head?
What was going through your head?
What was going through my head was, how can I, after this, justify to people I talked to today, and I'm not talking justify to Sean, I'm talking justify it to people that I talked to today, why I pulled over to the side of the road. No, no, I'm not hanging on. Why did I pull over to the side of the road? What?
You don't like to talk to people anyways. You said earlier.
Okay, yes, but there are many people I do respect and do like.
Draxel does have friends. And he always got to say, hey, man,
how am I
going to say he ran somebody over, got out, and kicked him in the face, he'll be like, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
How am I going to justify pulling over to the side of the road? That is such an uncivilized thing to do. I think when you pulling over because some guy says pull over, it's not a normal, rational thing to do.
Maybe he needed help.
That's
what
I
tell my wife.
It's like getting into a fight that you can avoid. I will not back down from a fight.
He needed his help to getting his head under my tire.
I won't back down from a fight, not because I'm some tough ass and I like to get in fights. I'm always thinking, shit, I'm going to get my ass kicked. But because I'm more afraid of looking like a pussy than I am of getting the shit kicked out of me.
Which, actually, Drexel is extremely strong. So it's probably, and he's got a lot of reach and he's nasty.
So that's not it. I'm not afraid to get in a fight with this guy. I'm concerned I have to justify myself at the end of the day. And that's why I didn't pull over. So what do I do? It blew me away. I'm like, oh, my God. I should call the fucking cops on this guy. So that's what I did. I pick up my... This is what gave me the idea. He's waving his cell phone out the window at me like, I'm going to call some of my friends or the cops. I don't know what he was supposed to be saying.
Do you have like one of those 1-800 shit numbers?
So I pick mine up and I wave it at him and I go, yeah, I've got one too. Only I start dialing.
No, Drex has got numbers on the side of your van or whatever, right?
Am I driving poorly? Call 1-800-LOOMIS.
It doesn't say that,
call 1-800? I don't care, because it's my van, not Loomis's van.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, and they do call occasionally and complain, but it really has no effect. So
they're like, he's a good driver.
So
we don't care.
So I call the cops, and I'm almost laughing to the woman at 911, right? I'm like, yeah, there's some guy. He's trying to run me off the road. And she says, do you think he's drunk? And I said, no, I think he's just insane. And then I go, but I think he's fucking off now because, you know, he sees me talking on the phone and well, I guess he doesn't want to mess with me anymore, but he was trying to run me off the road. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't have wasted your time, but when I called you, he was actively trying to run me off the road. I have his license plate number. I still should call it in.
Actually, you were there for the incident where I know Sean was,
like,
and I think you were too, where this guy tried to, like, he almost hit me in the intersection. And then he like tried to get out
of
his car.
I heard about it.
With me. Remember that?
I wasn't there for that.
I know you were.
No,
just
I don't
down
think anybody.
No, no,
was
you were like.
There.
I just like came like 2 minutes.
You were talking to me right after that, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
didn't your pants are all ripped?
I honestly do believe that because case in point, this is what happened to someone I know, and I'm going to name names here, okay? Because this is someone that people know and people on Rant Radio know, but there's a female, was not my wife. Because everyone would be like,
you're narrowing
shit.
It down here, Sean.
Okay. No, that's okay. There's a female. It's not my wife. And this guy came up to her in a shop, in a large, like, consumer store, and started, like, saying, hey, I think you're really sexy. She looks down and he's jacking off to her face. I'll tell you about this later. Okay? And this is someone we know.
Somebody's going to fucking die.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, wow. Motherfucker, you get killed, you know? I'm like, that should happen to, like, the Dark One.
No kidding.
Come home, tell
what
me.
Did he look like?
I'm like,
we're going to get a character
really?
Sketch.
Curly hair, you say? Everyone within 50 miles, assuming he's got a car, can only drive this far in this length of time.
They die.
We're making a circular map here. Confine the areas.
Like, set up the
webcam.
She sits down with 7 monitors and a scissors.
Was that him? Is that him?
Is this the guy?
Him?
Is this the guy? Is this the guy? Right
that
on.
Might be him. Fuck.
Yeah.
Are you sure, Hammer?
Are you
sorry,
sure?
You're a victim of circumstance. You know, I'm not killing you. It's the other asshole who was jerking off at the mall.
He killed you.
He's the asshole.
And everyone likes you.
I'm like, holy fuck.
No,
like,
I'm going to kick somebody's ass until they bleed from their fucking eyes.
I am honestly sure. Like, Dax crossing the street. This guy leans on his horn. His wife's beside him in the car. Okay, if I'm going to go...
There was a wife in his car beside him.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah. There's a wife in the car beside him, and the guy inside the car with his wife starts to, like, wig the fuck out to Dak.
On Dak as well. Yeah.
No, to Dak, not on me. This is a different story now. We shift stories. Sorry. That was just a case in point. I'm not going to follow that up because I don't want to violate anybody's privacy.
That's fine enough.
To talk about it. But anyway, I was sitting there. Dak's crossing the street. It's like his turn to cross.
Yeah, it was like it was a walk sign. What's up?
Yeah, it's like, I'm walking now. La, la, fucking la. Right? On a crosswalk, even. The guy goes, can you go any fucking slower? Did he call you a name?
Yeah, you know, he says, hey, so, no, just say, he says, can you go any fucking slower? And I'm like, what is your problem? he's like, fuck you, motherfucker, just fucking move.
That's the point at which you go over and sit yourself down on the hood of his car.
Yeah.
No, I walked over and I went, look, I don't know.
Me sit here now. Rest a while.
I don't.
Me tired.
I
can't go any faster.
I don't know
he
what.
He starts licking the headlights.
Let Jack finish his sentence.
I don't know what your problem is, but I suggest you get help for it.
No kidding.
And he, at this point, he like, you want me to fucking get out of the car? And I'm saying,
no, I want you to die. The heart attack you do for it.
I'm saying, if you get out of the car, you won't be able to get back in.
don't let fear and common sense stop you.
Yeah,
get out of the fucking car.
Come on out.
Come on out. You
it's
know?
For your own good. I'm warning
you. I'd
eject
that fucker's tire right now. Click, snack. Oh, that tire's flat.
No, it was just
get out of the
exactly,
car.
Exactly
why?
What
I'm going
done.
To cut your hand off. As get out of the fucking car.
As he was getting out of the car, I was going to slam the door at his head. He lighted the torch.
Oh. Just keep kicking the door.
I never would have thought of that.
Out each time. That works. It's like Quake.
Billy fucking pours
it's
out.
It's like when you fall into the lava and Quake. Until his health runs out, then
okay.
He sucks.
But you know what? See, I would love to kick the shit out of somebody like that, but it has to be justified. If the guy's just being an asshole,
that's
and
justification.
If you go overboard, you know, you can't justify. People look at, I want it to be, if somebody sees me in battle, in combat with somebody, I want them to go, yeah, Drexel's right and that guy's wrong, and he should be kicking the shit out of
him. Why do you care?
Not, oh my God,
why
because
do
I do.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
No,
it's just, no,
that's
I
a
don't,
very
Christian defense. Sorry, I don't know why.
So it doesn't look
I
like,
I do care
that's
what people
the bad
think.
Guy.
I don't want people to think I'm
bad
guy. Because I'm
how'd
not.
That happen?
Drex does not want to be morally wrong in the situation. No, I can understand that, because if there's a question, if you have doubts about yourself, you cannot fight with, like, this full...
I purposely think
Drex fights with justice.
Things
not
things happen
maliciousness.
For a reason.
He fights for love and for justice.
For justice. And fuzzy bunnies.
Like, what have we come to?
Like, there's only been one occasion in the longest while. I think that this is the largest argument I have for some kind of divine being. Okay? Because it's like, there's a house full of people, and I've got all these potential members here, and each of them are varying extremes. Oh, this guy is going to freak out, run down a hallway, and try to kill his wife. Who are we going to have in the way?
Not Sean.
No, we'll put Sean there. Yeah, that's a Sean event.
Yeah.
We'll have him do it.
Oh, right, okay.
Normally, we'll have Dak there. Dak, you know, but...
Oh, wait, the guy rolled poorly.
You know what I mean?
Dak
it's
is
like,
there.
I think in the cosmic locker
Dak
of things, I'm in the case that says break only in case of extreme violence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the guy I'm going to be taking knife fighting from, who scares me immensely, I'm going to start a knife fighting course in the next 2 weeks.
Yes, so it should be quite fun, actually.
The guy I'm going to be learning from is taught at Riddle of Steel, and is actually teaches with Michael with James Keating. So all the Ronin right now are doing research on the one going James Keating. So this guy teaches with James Keating. His name is Mikhail. He's a really cool guy, and but he walks around on the Skytrain, and he packs like four fucking knives on him at any given moment in time. Now, this asshole, I would not fuck with. Like, he could kill everybody. He could take out me, Medic, Dak, all four of us without a problem.
Yeah.
Probably unarmed. Yeah, this guy's a fucking, he's like 48, kind of got that old Navy SEAL kind of build going on there, you know?
Muscle's still there.
Like, corded, styrated much, you know what I mean? Like, just like...
Whenever I'm dealing with somebody that I'm really scared of, I believe in leading with furniture.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but this guy's fully, he wouldn't be the guy causing the problem. He's the guy solving the problem. But he takes this guy train with like four fucking knives. You know what I mean? And if somebody, like, I want to see the camera footage of the six kids who come up and want his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm wanting to see that. The guards would be like, hey, check this out. Oh, my God.
Ooh,
he deboned the guy. You know?
And then beat the
what
others
is that?
With it.
I think it's a filet mignon. I'm not sure. I think that's what it is.
Is that his liver?
Bowels in or bowels out. Anyway,
okay.
So
somebody want to be the guy who gives that man a ticket? Nope.
Okay, people in
the IRC are
saying, yeah, open the phone lines, open the phone lines. So the phone lines are open. And
they're open right
next
now.
Week,
there you go.
The phone system should be set up properly so that you can call at any time during the night.
We will have
and we'll have somebody screening the calls.
We'll have a call screener.
All night during the show, you can call in. We're not accepting a call now.
No.
Just put them on hold while I'm talking.
Answer the phone.
You can call at any time, and if it's relevant to the conversation, you can say something. But
if it's not, you don't get to speak.
I know, but we should say that after 8:30, the phone lines are open whether we say it or not.
Okay, well, let's just...
Yeah.
We'll answer one phone call, and then we'll call it a night.
Hello? Call again.
one person gets a call.
Call again, Skits.
Your phone died.
Is there nobody on line two?
The first caller gets a prize of being the only phone call we take tonight.
Hello?
Put it on record. Leave it on record.
Yeah. It's on record. Shut up. Sorry, we're working with...
Just put them right on the air.
That's okay.
There we go.
Don't you speak into it. It's totally distorted. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Jason from Erase.
Hey, how's it going?
Jason from Erase.
What's
going on, man?
There's like a
I got a few things that I want to mention that was something that was mentioned at the beginning of the show about record labels ripping off bands.
Yeah.
It was something that was said in brief, and it was said and gone. Have no feeling, no compassion, no care for bands that cry about getting ripped off from record labels.
Yeah, they sign on to them.
Yes, they do. They have what are called entertainment lawyers. That is their job. They are hired by the artist to look over the contract. If they do not look over the contract and check and recheck things that they can have changed, because they are given a very informal contract that gives the record company entire power. They were given power of their songs, which is publishing rights, which basically states that if the album gets released, does nothing, the record label can take those songs, give them to another artist, and the label makes all the money. Plus, they get to write off the record that was sold that didn't make any money, so they get
a
tax write-off, as well as they get it as the publishing rights for the songs.
Yeah, the record company owns you.
No. You own you. You screw yourself.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for any artist, any band, anyone that cries about, oh, the record company screwed us. No, you screwed yourself. You didn't look into it. If you're young and green, well, that's too bad. There are lots of people out there that can help you, as in like myself, which I've done for numerous people, and there are numerous people in each city that will help you. Entertainment lawyers will do wonders if you're going to sign a record contract. So that's just something that I wanted to bring up.
That's a very valid point from the outside of the fence.
So I'll quit rambling now, and I'm done.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Hang on.
Can I just say...
Hi, you're on Rant Radio, who is it?
No,
Bunk of Evil.
Okay.
Punk of Evil, what's up?
She wanted
up?
To make a point first.
Okay, go ahead.
Just wanted to call in and say, hey, what's up?
Well, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, that and Sean needs to check his email.
No, I know.
You're fired.
I've seen you can be left for a Friday.
No. That's okay, man. I've got your email. I'll be replying to it tomorrow, man.
All right.
Check it.
Call in and say, hey, what's up? And what the hell?
What the hell, brother?
What the hell?
You're on
right. No.
Drax. Jemima.
Drax,
Jemima,
Drax,
hi, where
Drax,
are you calling
Drax.
From?
She wanted to make
Victoria,
a point.
Vancouver Island.
Oh, Vancouver Island, right on.
You had 3 hours.
Okay, that's like the biggest dick thing I think I've ever heard you say.
You need a microphone. You speak in your microphone, too.
So what's going on, man?
I just wanted to say hi and what's going on, and just this is like a long time since they called. So.
If a tsunami comes... Warn us, okay? Give us a call, because you're on the Vancouver Island.
That's right, that's the plan.
We'll have like 10 minutes to barricade ourselves.
Okay, I'm pretty good at that warning thing, so I can warn you all.
That's a bad signal.
Give up your life that we may live.
Your last breath, dial the 1-800 number.
All right, man, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay, excellent.
Don't.
You're on hold on Rant Radio.
Okay.
Stay there for a second.
Go ahead. The point about the record companies is that... The thing is that there, if you want to be like a successful musician, like be able to make a serious living at it, you're pretty much forced to live by their terms, because they're like an oligopoly. There's several record companies, but they all dictate shit deals to everybody. And you, if you if you want a record deal that will that you can become a rock star on, you're fucked.
Line up and swallow, baby. Take it the way we give it, or you ain't having it.
Yep. You won't have the status of the big stars. No, if you don't sign their contracts.
And the problem is that as the record industry
is you sell out.
Now,
and if you
pretty
get,
much have to do that
if you
want to
get
make enough
anywhere.
Money to make a living at it.
What
you
want, she's saying
you get
is
anywhere.
That,
It's swimming with the sharks, baby. There's a few people who are nice, like Jason from Erase, and I've met some other nice people, but then there's like the other 90% of the music business, which is fucking great white territory.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're also looking at egos, and I mean, I'm sorry, you have creative people and you have egos, and that basically mixes for a nasty fucking brew of people that are not too fucking nice.
All right,
are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, Skitty, what's going on?
Good.
Okay. Did you write it down?
Huh? No, okay. It's not that I'm going to forget what I say. It's just that, like, every time I call in, people just, like, distract me, and then I, like, can't say what I, like, called in to say in the first place, so, yeah.
Okay, what were you going to say, buddy?
Okay, me and Papa Doodle are working on a little Spread the Virus project thing.
Okay.
Like, she's making up a bunch of flyers, and I'm passing them out around here and everything. And I was going to ask if anyone else, like, had any cut flyers that they wanted to make up or that they already had made up, if they could, like, you know, talk to me and send them to me so maybe I could, like, have some more to pass out or something.
Spidey, Prophet Spidey made some up. I know that for a fact.
Prophet Spidey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he made some up. And I believe someone on the prairies, someone in Saskatchewan, the guys in Saskatchewan made one up, and there was
Buck
another,
X?
Pardon me?
Buck X, maybe?
I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Someone was
telling
me about something like that, but I don't remember because...
Yeah. And listen, and this goes for you. Now that I got you on the horn, I want to say this: don't get yourself in shit handing out these flyers and stuff. Okay?
Yeah, I
like,
know.
A lot of the stuff that goes on in cult, we do it for ourselves, and it's important that I don't want people, you know, really, really sacrificing huge chunks of their lives for this, because it is something that we're doing.
You don't
online,
have to hang out at the airport every day.
And we do it online. We do it for fun. We do it for ourselves. But I don't want anybody thinking, you know, that they have to sacrifice huge chunks of their lives to make, you know, for the cause or something like that.
Like,
okay?
For instance, Sean and Sim spend, you know, some of their off time during the week doing this. Sean especially
all
spends
of my free time.
A lot
I
of his
do
free
this,
time, and
this.
so does Sim. But the rest of us, no, we just pretty much like show up here. So I mean,
I really appreciate what you're doing. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just making sure that if you'd call me up one day and say, hey, you know what, Sean, you're a big fucking idiot, I'd say, well, you know, I've been telling you that since day one. You know, it's all cool. So I appreciate what you're doing, but I don't want you to get yourself in any kind of shit. Or if you wind up, you know, thinking you can go to a show or something like that and you can hand out some flyers, and you go to the show and you start getting static from people or things start looking ugly,
just forget it. It ain't worth it.
Just fuck off. Just get out of there. Don't screw around, okay? But I do appreciate what you're doing, though, and I think it's very cool. I think a lot of people at cult do as well. But everyone, I just want you all to realize that it is all something that we do for ourselves and for the betterment of everyone. You don't have to take one for the team, okay? Just, you know, be cool with it.
Yeah.
All right. So,
okay.
But
one more thing to say.
That's all you wanted to say?
No, one more thing.
Oh, what's that?
I started recording the Virus Manifesto thing.
Sweet. Do you have an MP3 you can send us?
It's not done yet because my computer was being really shitty, and so I had to restart
just
like
a clip.
Five times. So.
Just a clip. Do you have a clip of it or anything?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, as soon as you do, make sure you send a copy to me, okay?
And Lieutenant Major Zombie, get on it.
Yeah, Lieutenant Zombie, we got to have Zombie do his, too.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
What the hell?
All right, yeah.
That's it.
Once in a while, I get really freaked out. It's just like
we're gonna shave our heads and go to the airport, Sean.
No, I don't want anyone to be victims.
We'll hand out flowers.
Anyone to be victims of an organization that I started. Even
prevent no victims.
Yeah, you know, it's just something.
That's too much
irony
there.
That's why I don't play ads on the station because I don't like ads. Do you like people coming up to you and say, you should hear about my religion. It's the best one.
Yeah, that's totally not what I wanted. You know, guys are talking about virus spamming and shit like that. I'm like,
danger,
no.
Danger.
The virus thing's a metaphor.
Zombie, we think your voice is amazing.
Oh, yeah,
he says,
we love your voice.
I think my voice is shitty.
Well, no. Well, your voice is kind of shitty, but it's,
it's
shitty in such a way that it's like kind of like Armies of Darkness. It's
okay.
A bad movie, but it's so bad that it's amazing.
No. Sorry, but I mean the idea
it's got
is perfect.
Camp. It's got camp.
Yeah.
Zombie
no,
has to
character.
Do the
character.
Audiobook
yeah.
version of the Virus Manifesto. It,
he
it's
has
like,
to.
It's his, a natural.
It's his destiny.
It just works.
You realize
it does work.
It does work. It's,
it does.
It's oh god, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
it's porn.
Porn.
It is.
Oh yes, it is.
Oh okay. Well, I guess that's pretty much
yeah.
it for the night.
Read out the names. You want to read it? Or do you want me to read them out?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
He did something nasty. I was trying to call
it. Okay, what do we got here? Drexel, minimize. What do we got going on here? Okay, we got Echo, Samarian, Kexler, Holy Deal, Guardian, Studio Shovel, Aunt Jemima, Battle Wax, Smokehouse Apocalypse, The Manchester Zombie, Roto, The Oracle, Doodle, Disturb, Case, Pseudo, An Ocean Fork, Brewster, Linuxar, Hockey, Paradox, Sanix, IRME, Breaker One, Sterling, Josh K, Snake, Integrity, Nixter, T-Night, Soul Trance, No Name Guy, Buck X, Half Elf, Infaloop, Lev, Punk of Evil, Ramo, Smash, Cossix, Crazy Fuck, Zero Store, Binky Mists, Ronin Sparky, Skits, Son of a King, We Two Added.
Sofa King, We Totted, he just put in the IRC.
Sofa King, oh, Sofa King, Retarded, right? Okay.
We Totted.
Okay, Star Baby, The Preacher, Vampire, Stone, BRB. VTS Depressed, Waco 666, Waco 666 underscore, YG Karma, Zandad, and I am so fucking
retarded.
I am so fucking retarded.
Oh boy.
Okay.
That's great.
So that's it.
And around the room.
So going around the room tonight, and saying, starting from where, starting from what? So let's start with you.
Hey, this is Girl on the Left saying, all your base are belong to us.
And that's the end of that forever.
This
yeah.
is your old Uncle Dak saying, listen to the kids from Whitney High, because, hell, at least you know there's a group that's not basically trying to fuck their fans.
I have another song.
We should.
I bet they're being taken advantage of by their record company, and they don't even know it.
They're about
well,
the only
what makes you think that, Sam?
I don't know. I bet they're not seeing a cut.
PVM saying,
bleh. This is Medic saying farewell, and I promise I'll tell a story next week. I had one ready, but everyone kept on going on and on.
That's because we hate you.
I didn't hear that. You didn't say that to me.
We
never got the fucking chance.
No, well, I never got the
I
fucking chance.
You have to be louder than everyone else.
I
we were like, right now, I have to be louder.
No, we do. We do. We hate
about
you.
AJ.
Well, that's fair.
We hate you.
That's
we all discussed it before you got here.
We said
don't let him do his story tonight.
Medic.
It's a huge game.
We said you were a smelly poopy head, and we had to basically keep you down.
Keep the white man down.
Next week, folks, I'm bringing a gun. I'm telling my story. But I bang! I'm telling my story. Huh?
Who's in charge here?
That's right, me.
All right, and then we have the professor.
Right, wrong, doesn't matter. He's the guy with the gun. This is Professor Scott Harker saying good evening, and I hope there is an afterlife, because if there isn't, I'm out of a job.
This is true. And this is Sean Kennedy fucking man saying, finish the fucking story!
Not that I don't want there to be an afterlife. I just don't believe there is one.
Yeah, me neither. It sucks. You know, it's like too good
heaven
to be true.
Heaven would be fun.
Thing, you know?
But, you know, it's not there.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
This is Drexel, and I'm looking for a technology in which to mute all of you at will.
Didn't we talk about that?
I'll let
button?
You know all right.
The magic override.
You'll start talking, nothing will come out.
No, that won't really mute us, but basically let's just say our attention will be distracted. Click,
And this is
no,
Samarian.
I want your attention. I want silence and your attention.
This is
I'm like a bitchy teacher.
Who teaches
learning.
Us nothing.
I was just about to
no, that's
Mrs.
not true.
Coffin.
Okay.
Mrs. Coffin, how you doing, Mrs. Coffin?
I teach
Coffin.
Lots. If you listen to me, you will learn.
We have
you
to pay attention. But we're the bad students that don't pay attention in class. That's a problem.
They're the goofs at the back. You know what's really funny is I'm in the militia, and the officer in my troop is the... he's the school, you know, he's the class clown.
The officer.
Our
is.
Officer, our leader, he's the class clown. He's the one always goofing off.
That's a good thing.
It's pretty funny. Your teachers, you know.
Say goodnight, Drex.
Say goodnight.
You all want to go home?
Yeah, we
yeah.
want to go home.
Oh, actually, we just want you to shut up.
But as a side effect, we get home.
Good
get
night.
To go home. Good night. This is Samarian. 6 days, 21 hours, all that good stuff, and we're out of here.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.